Blog Talk Radio.
This is for my fam all across the land, and I realize too hard of the plans are gone. Fade away, straight away into the darkness, cause I'ma keep spitting through the run-ons and pauses. This is for my fam all across the land, and I realize too hard of the plans are gone. Fade away, straight away into the darkness, cause I'ma keep spitting through the run-ons and pauses.
See, they saying that this jack can't rap, I'm saying fuck that, I'm trying to get my pockets real fast, I'm ASAP, kinda like the government, you knowing how they raise tax. The main fact that these cats wanna fast stack, these asses wanna ass rap, I pass that with mad raps, know what's going down like the stocks from the NASDAQ, the recap. He's back, official mean rap, keep back, you know he's really mean when he react. The mind states in a fly place you can't handle, not unless you open to the sounds of a sample example, spitting some shit that you can't feel, drop a hard verse like a heavy damn anvil, I'm tranquil, till the shit starts and then I'm damn real, kinda like a fiend when he's on his last hand pill to refill. Real without a fucking deal, so now all y'all can know how we fucking feel.
This is for my fam all across the land, and I realize too hard of the plans are gone. Fade away, stray away into the darkness, cause I'ma keep spitting through the run-ons and pauses. This is for my fam all across the land, and I realize too hard of the plans are gone. Fade away, stray away into the darkness, cause I'ma keep spitting through the run-ons and pauses.
Life becomes fatal when there's no knowledge involved. I'ma spit it how I live it, ain't no need for me to evolve. Youngin', trying to spit flows, but used to be off a high pitched tone, so you know he was the key. Off, he leaned on anybody to try to help him, but long view between, so it seemed it was seldom. He got it, fuck it all, I'm like a sonic, cause I don't need tails, I could do it no problem. I'm constant with some tight flows and catchy metaphors, heating up your block, I ain't even speaking temperatures. I'm reaching all talking fan base, they seem faded. The game ain't dead, it just needed me to save it, the jump drive of the game. So who's to blame for the fame of these young dudes that do it all the same? It's a shame, I can't complain, you wouldn't listen, so I'ma spit balls like I'm trying to build a prison.
This is for my fam all across the land, and I realize too hard of the plane, so don't fade away, stray away into the darkness, cause I'ma keep spitting through the run-ons and pauses. This is for my fam all across the land, and I realize too hard of the plane, so don't fade away, stray away into the darkness, cause I'ma keep spitting through the run-ons and pauses.
Yo, what's happening, y'all? It's your boy, Dodd Lansky, you know what I'm saying? Dodd Four Radio, definitely in the house. That was Dodd Four's own JR, Across the Land. You know, I definitely had to throw that out there. That's his new single. It's definitely coming on his mixtape coming out called Articulate Tongue. It's coming very soon. But, you know, the whole thing with Across the Land and this and that, you know what I mean? Like, kind of has that good, you know, home feeling. And, you know, saying definitely it's around the holidays. Look, we got a great show. Speaking of the holidays, it's going to be real busy tonight, but it's going to be so nice. I mean, it's so nice. We got a bunch of special guests, Brother Jay from the X-Clan, you know what I'm saying? Definitely can't wait to hear what he has to say, you know what I mean? And especially having people in the game like that, that, you know what I'm saying, have been around for a while, I really like to know their input on how they feel. You know what I'm saying, about the game today and, you know, what really kind of still inspires them to do what they do, you know, being this long. Also, we got a couple West Coast icons, you know what I'm saying. We got Yuck Mouth, Mr. Smoke a Lot himself, you know what I mean. Cold 187 himself, you know what I mean, and Spiggity Spice One. So definitely for the West Coast, we holding it down, doing what we doing. Of course, my co-host is with me, Mad Four. What's crackin', homie?
What's going on, player?
Oh, you know, I was just saying that this show's about to be crazy. It's perfect for the holidays.
Oh, it's fucking perfect. It's like Christmas early.
Exactly. But, you know, all these dudes that we have, they've been in the game a long time. You know what I mean? And definitely put in the work. I mean, how many albums, like, with the regime and everything, does Yuck Mouth have now? Like, it's ridiculous. The amount
of music. Oh, man, he must have over 20 albums or some shit like that, or on pace to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then to have, you know, a dude like Big Hutch on the line that, you know, I mean, producing wise, you know, even Dre learned from Hutch, you know what I mean? And big shout out to Above the Law, my man Cocaine, you know what I'm saying? Cocaine's dropping his album, Shut the Fuck Up and Cut the Checks, January 10th. You know what I mean? We're definitely going to get into some of his music, that single, What I Will Bust the Rhymes. But you know what I'm saying? We just do it real big. Big shout out real quick. I got to just take a second to my man Todd Davis. That's, you know, back from a sabbatical. So, you know what I mean? He's definitely back in action and rocking with Die For. We always appreciate him rocking with us. And another shout out to Mama Moho out there in Florida, who listens to our shows religiously, even though she's 3 hours and has a family to take care of, you know, on the East Coast and everything. So big shout out to Mama Moho for sure. But, yeah, it's definitely a good show. I'm going to go to a caller real quick because I don't know how many callers we're going to be able to get to with all the guests we have. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go to this 323-608-323 on Dot 4 Radio. What's happening?
Peace, Carl. What's happening? This is Brother Jay.
Brother Jay.
Oh!
We were just talking about you. So how you doing, man? It's a privilege to have you on the show for real. I was just telling my co-host here, Mad Ford, I love having people that have been in the game so long and kind of like to pick their brain because of the way music has gone. And I'm not just saying a genre of music, but even going digital and becoming, you know, easy to promote yourself and record your own music. But before I get to all that, what's happening with you, man? How's Brother Jay doing?
Indeed, fam. Doing good, man. We're just coming off the road to doing a tour called the Lyrical Shaman Tour. I took Supernatural out and gathered up some of the locals of North Cali and South Cali to have a nice little lyrical throwdown. It was lovely.
That's tight. That's tight. Supernatural, that's dope. I still listen to on the Wake Up Show when him and Juice went at it.
You know what I'm saying?
Back and forth. I mean, that was just so classic. They're both so talented, but I love Supernatural. He changes his voices and just to be lyrical and has almost different personalities in his rhyme at one time is really dope. So that's what's up. So what you got going new since some of these people have heard from you, my friend?
Well, I mean, it's been a minute, man. It matters, you know, where people last left with Clan. You know what I'm saying? We reintroduced the group in 2003 and toured with artists like Damian Marley, Jurassic 5, Tech N9ne, even, you know, cats like Insane Clown Posse, man, just to touch all markets and let them know that, you know, our effect is still worldwide. You know what I'm saying? When you build truth, you have those kind of options, you know. So,
absolutely.
You know,
and
we were able to. Yes, sir, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying. Go ahead.
I was going to add that, you know, Public Enemy has been gracious to us as well, you know, taking us out on several runs. Even for the run that they were nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and inducted more so into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We were honored to build with them. You know, they continue to be a guiding light for conscious artists, you know, to go beyond the barriers and whatnot. So I got to give a big up to them and a shout out, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thrilled when I heard the news of that because it's definitely, you know, well-deserved. And I'm actually hoping to get Chuck D on the show very soon. So, you know, because I definitely want to pick his brain a little bit too. And I think it's also, you know, to the audience too. Like it's something that needs to be heard. And I think, you know, a lot of people talk about how hip hop used to be compared to what it's doing. And I think really the disconnect, I always say, is a lot of these younger cats, they don't know the history. You know, they failed to like really do the research. And I think that's where really it's starting to fall off a little bit. So people,
yeah,
like, that's why it's a privilege to have people like you on here, because I do have a younger crowd that listens to my show, and they're able to really be like, yo, okay, you know, I've never heard of this cat. I'm 21 years old right now, and, you know, all I know is about Drake or whatever, you know. So it's a good opportunity and a good platform. Well,
yeah, cats forget
too,
about they forget about originality, bro. I mean, you know, when we were coming up in the era, we were using the turntables and all kind of instruments to make, you know, to make our music. You know, even if we had to stack cassette decks and make pause tapes and whatnot, we were creative with it. You know, it's just cats nowadays are too spoiled. You know, there's no learning curve on anything. You know what I'm saying? Including the music, there's no way to pay dues lyrically. you know what I'm saying, cats are self-proclaiming themselves to be almighty and all of that, and just continuing the bite. You know, we got to, you know, start standing up for originality a little bit, you know.
No, absolutely. And also, I use this almost every show, but I have to because it makes sense, the also substance in the music. And I'm not even talking about, I mean, you can start off with a beat, substance in the beat, substance in the lyrics, the whole, you know, the whole combination is just crazy. There's not a lot of music out there that's doing it.
Exactly, brother, exactly. And it should be a standard, you know what I'm saying? Once the people start demanding it, then, you know, things will start to change. I mean, you know, cats are running out of things to say, man, so it's going to come back into the core that the cats have got real content and real lyrical flows, man, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's only a matter of time, man.
And I think it's starting to, you know, we had a few weeks ago, we had PMD, Paris Smith, and I was kind of talking to him about the same thing, and there is starting to be, because of the saturation of what you hear on the radio and everything, you're starting to, you know, some even people that listen to that are starting to hear a little different, you know, like, oh, wow, that's actually different, but, you know, it still bumps in my car. And, like, and I think it's starting to just kind of make the circle back around, and, you know, and I believe that because there is even some younger artists that are really starting to do some really good hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And so definitely excited about that. Well, I got my my co-host Matt Ford with me. I know he got some questions for you, so I'm gonna let him interview, and then I'm gonna play this track with you and KRS-One off of the Return to Mecca, because that's definitely something that needs to be heard. But definitely, Matt Ford, you got a question for Brother Jay? Oh, let me see if that's my bad. Let me see if his mic's on. Oh, he cut out real quick. Okay. He'll be back on, but I'm going to play this, you know what I'm saying, this track. And tell me a little bit about, you know, when you all got together. Obviously, the track is called Speak the Truth, and you already know someone like you and KRS-One get on the track. It's going to be that regardless. But tell me a little bit about this track and how this came together.
Well, you know, when we did the project Return from Mecca for, you know, the debut for more so the return of X-Clan, and one thing I wanted to do was just dispel all myths, like, you know, we got beef and all that kind of thing. There's no beef, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you get older and you understand that the struggle continues, you got to unify with those who kept it real, you know, and KRS and his team, you know, they kept it real with the music, you know what I'm saying? I don't see no wavering and riding the fence type of thing, you know what I'm saying, anymore. So, you know, the brother's dedicated to Straight Knowledge, so I just wanted to salute that and do a track with him. I went and got KRS-One to do the track for us, man, and it blazed out.
I was just going to ask him who produced it. So, yeah, KRS-One, definitely fan of his as well. But we're going to go ahead and go into Speak the Truth. We got Brother Jay, X-Clan in the house, legends on Dafoe Radio, doing it like this. KRS-One, let's go.
So I would like to say that we're one tonight. Let us be one in the future. Power to all of the people.
Yeah, KRS-One, Brother Jay. History, y'all. Turn it up. Ha ha. You know what time this is. We gotta.
Uptown, downtown, midtown, hit 'em all. Eat 'em. I manifest culture, contributor. Worldwide DJ, conscious ambassador.
Yeah. KRS, Brother Jay, what you say?
A new day, a new way for the DJ to spin it up. Rap in the struggle zone, let's break loose and live it up. Worldwide DJ, Brother Jay, mash it up.
Brother Jay, speak to
you. I'm coming forth by the daylight, my timing's impeccable. My sense is clean, I'm guarding truth like the sentinel. Battlefield born, I'm a four-star general. Teaching hip-hop about the vitamins and minerals. I'm sent in the image of the Most High. Wisdom will unify, freedom we do or die. The solution I envision through my third eye. Body, mind, spiritual, manifest. The open-eyed rebel, several levels peripheral. Overseeing the battle of knowledge versus material. Inferior minds and trick knowledge like cereal. Genocide of pleasures, slackers and life principles. Prisons of the flesh live in triple stage darkness. Ignorant tradition will turn soldiers to carcass. Time for the heartless to ride out the bench. I'm a player, coach, boys, an underground trend. Move on, down, downtown, midtown, hit them all. Freedom, I manifest culture, contributor. Worldwide DJ, conscious ambassador.
KRS, Brother Jay, what you say?
A new day, a new way for the DJ to spin it up. Wrapped in the struggle chain, let's break loose and live it up. Worldwide DJ, KRS, mash it up.
I'm not shit. If you ain't ready for the truth, stop acting, Chris. There's no revolution without revelation. And I realize these cats don't wanna fix their situation. Then I realize a little late with it, but that revolution only works for those that participate in it. We having conferences and summits and cats who faking it. Meditating, praying, and assalamualaikum in it. But the racist foundation ain't shaking it. Cause the faith-based initiative money, they taking it. So now the feds got your mouth all sewn up. The Pentagon hit and say, our house blown up. Arnold Schwarzenegger, a foreigner, killed the founder of the Crip. The president with black leadership. We need to raise up our readership so our children can grow up and freely lead without reading a script.
Uptown, downtown, midtown, hit them all. Freedom, I manifest culture, contributor. Worldwide DJ, conscious ambassador.
KRS, Brother J, what you say?
A new day, a new way for the DJ to spin it up. Wrapped in the struggle chain, let's break loose and live it up. Worldwide DJ, Brother J, mash it up.
Brother J, speak the truth.
Though I am that I am in this illusional land of liberty and justice, am I beast or man? Though my blood flows deeper than the oil of Iran, so many folks still in denial of my permanent tan. Was I stained by Sam when homie said he's my man? When he needed more science to assemble his land? From Big Ben to Pentagon to the White House lawn, my work pad is deep, let reparations be born. 40 acres and a mule, I want a gun and a horse. Watch me ride like Rosewood while I assemble a force. So many people are lost, going back to the source. Willie Lynch is just a worker where y'all cool with the boss. Navigate a better course than the one that we choose. Hip-hop is coming out from MCs to pop news. It's plan is the original, we earn through dues. Always freedom or death until we vanquish these fools.
Uptown, downtown, midtown, hit them all. Freedom, I manifest culture, contributor. Worldwide DJ, conscious ambassador.
KRS, Brother J, what you say?
A new day, a new way for the DJ to spin it up. Wrapped in the struggle chain, let's break loose and live it up. Worldwide DJ, KRS, mash it up.
Look. Higher sciences, the lyrical archdiocese. I teach and preach what self-reliance is. I don't care about them critics and their biases. I am hip-hop, I don't depend on appliances. Meaning that, when I'm speaking my rap, I don't need any technology to produce it. In fact, I can't wait for you and me to build, so I can really explain hip-hop and the last of the human skills. Hip-hop, I'm being it, cause I'm freeing it. But them civil rights leaders ain't seeing it. They don't agree with it, they wanna be equal with the white. But I don't believe the hype, I wanna be equal with the light. And if I need to, I'll fight in this heat. Cause good police work depends on the lights of a snitch. Now let's switch, now let's switch, now let's switch. Three times I change things like the Matrix done glitch. Go on, chase some chicks and get paid. But chicks are really chickens and you the turkey that's still afraid. Yo, you minute man, you gone tomorrow. Victory over the streets, that's our motto. Whoa.
I got my man, Brother J, X-Clan in the house, definitely. Man, I mean, that's just, I mean, music like that still just gives me goosebumps because when it comes down to it, regardless of these platforms I had, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still a fan. Like, I'm still a fan of that music. So that's what's up.
Yeah, man. A crazy boom bap track, man, out of Jake One's Power, man. That was, you know, that was pretty slick when we did this project, man. So many cats came off tour to, you know, to salute the clan, you know, Tech N9ne, even Papa Roach, Damian Marley, Charlie Tuna, DJ Quick did a track with me on that album. You know, a lot of cats came out, man. So, you know, salute to all those guys coming out, man. You know, it's just prime time, you know, for what we build on, man. It just shows that that element was missed, man, and you know, we're going to keep pushing it, man, to make sure that, you know, it grabs to the youth as well as just those that enjoyed the era, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, my thing, too, about having a beat like that that's just nice and loud, you know, good substance to the samples and everything that's used is that as long as it still bumps to this younger crowd, I think we can get them to start to listen and start to change it, you know what I'm saying, just a little bit. So I'm going to go real quick because we got my man, Matt Four back on the line. Four, you rocking with us?
Yo, what up? What's up, Brother Jay?
Peace, Carl. What's happening, man?
Oh, not much, man. Damn, I was thinking about one of your albums from the X-Clan days that I love, and that was Exodus back in the day. I used to bump that all the time. It was like a minute ago, though, but, yeah, thank you for that classic right there.
Give thanks, man. That was a great album to do, man. It was a good time.
Yeah, it sure was. Great days.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up. So, real quick, I do got to ask you, too, because Damian Marley, like, I'm a huge Damian Marley fan. And what was it like to work with him? I mean, with his music, he can rap, he can sing, he can do that. And I give him props not even to be a part of the Marley family. I mean, obviously that helps. He's so talented, though. But I got to ask, what was it like? Because the song is crazy. I'm going to play that here in a second. But what was it like working with him and definitely coming together musically with him?
Well, Damian, the Marley Camp was the first really to work with X-Clan. As we were being signed to Suburban Noise, they called us for the Jam Rock Tour. And that was actually our first run out. I hadn't even, you know, been in the label for, you know, 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying? And we were already on the road for the first run finishing Mecca. And then as we were finishing the album, they flew me down to Florida, and Stephen Marley made a track for us to rock to. And, I spent some double time on it, and it came out lovely, man. He got some quality background singers. You know, I was honored to meet so many people who have participated in the Marley Camp and some of them who took the baton, you know, to help keep those shows banging because, you know, the Marley shows are always tight, proper. You know, their craft and whatnot, man. So, I mean, I learned so much from them on tour. They took us, you know, on a nationwide tour across, from here to New York. And, I was able to go home in style, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, to come and pull up in New York with Damian, you know, secure in Times Square area, you know, that was live, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I'm sure.
Yeah, it was a worthy run, man,
You know, Stephen Marley, this is years ago now, but he dropped that album Mind Control, and that was just a crazy album, like ridiculously crazy. I can't believe that. Like, man, but funny story, too. I used to go to all the Bob Marley Fest. They used to bring the Bob Marley Fest, the two-day festival over here at the Long Beach Convention Center, right? And I remember one year, and I still have some video of it, and Lauryn Hill came out and played acoustic and kind of freestyled. Before Damian Marley, and then Damian Marley came out and gave her a kiss, and then he did his set. And that's probably like 98, 99 or something. So,
that's hard, Joe. That's hard. That's classic right there, man. That's what music was the unity, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, time goes on, man. You know?
Absolutely. We got a couple callers that are definitely blowing up. You know, I've been hitting this Twitter up, and they're like, Brother Jay, what? So I'm going to go to this 941 area code, 941-330. What's up? You're on Dot4 Radio with Matt Four and Brother Jay, X-Clan in the house. What you doing?
Yo, it's JR, Dot4 Zone. Brother Jay, hail to the legend, homie. For real.
Peace, God. What's up with you, man?
Just chilling, man. Just catching up, man. Listening to this interview and all that shit. Man, just to get something from a legend, you know, to get some knowledge from a legend, man, that's just something that, you know, you can't bypass, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, brother. Thank you for listening in, man.
Yeah.
What's up? And JR, if people need to know the first song I play when I open the show, that's Dot4 Zone, JR right there across the land, and we definitely, you know, a good home, good holiday feel to the song, you know, for all the people that are enjoying the holiday this year. But definitely,
yes,
JR, rock out with us, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got some more guests, and you know what I'm saying? We still got a legend in the house, so definitely rock out.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? People in the house. I'm going to actually go to the 562 number, 562-201. You're on Dot4 Radio with Brother Jay and Darlansky. What's happening?
Man, peace, Brother Jay, man. It's good to hear you. Definitely, man, greetings, man. You know what I'm saying? To the east, man. To the east with it.
To the east. Oh, Lord, what's up?
Jeez, hell yeah, man. Sneak. Good show. Yeah, this is Sneak Ross. You already know, fam. I'm here in Atlanta, calling from Atlanta to show love to the movement, you know?
That's what's up, my Lord. That's what's up, man. Give thanks, family.
Definitely, man.
Definitely. Well,
how you mean,
tell, tell these people, yeah, tell him a little bit what you got going and also the people listening, man. You know what I mean? Because he's part of the whole coalition that we have.
Man, at the end of the day, man, you know, we all moving in the same direction. You know, we broadcasting on this Blog Talk Radio, you know, to the people. And we bring it back that 90s, man. We bring it back that 90s for that golden era of hip-hop, and we're not going to let it die. And, of course, I produce and I MC. And you can check me out at drodians.com. That's DRODIANS.com. And let the music speak for itself. I'm not one to talk a lot about myself. It's all about the music, man, and we for the people, you know, at the end of the day.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Also, Brother Jay, Sneak has a great show on Sunday called Shut 'Em Down Radio. You know what I'm saying? So we'll definitely make sure that you get in rotation over there and be able to chop it up with them, because they have a lot of artists over towards the East Coast that would love to hear your, you know, hear your stuff and definitely get something going. So we'll make sure that that happens.
Thank you, my Lord. I appreciate it.
Yes,
man. I appreciate it. Yeah, you punk.
That's what's up.
No
well,
doubt,
Steve,
man. Give
thanks. Go ahead.
No, man, I was just saying give thanks, man. You know, I was saying it's good to hear the vibes, man, come across the board, man. No doubt.
Sure.
Absolutely. All right. Sneak's going to rock out. Sneak, fam. Shut 'Em Down Radio in the house. I'm going to go to this 951 caller, and then we're going to go to this Damian Marley track. It's 951-500. You on Dotful Radio with Brother Jay. What's happening?
What up, Brother Jay? What up,
Peace.
Dot 4, Camp, D Lampy? What up? It's your boy, Whoa. I had to call up. Show love, SoCal, Riverside, right here, repping. Dot 4, Camp. What up, Brother Jay? Brother Jay is on the show. He's the guest. He's the man of the hour right now. But just realize that Dot 4 and, you know, D Lampy out there putting it up for you, letting you know that, you know, we out here repping the hip-hop from the underground all the way to old school to the new school, you know, and you up in there, Jay. But I had to, you know, call in and show my love to you and to my boy D. Lansky out there doing his thing on this radio show.
No doubt, man. No doubt, man. Give thanks, family. Good to hear your vibe, man.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate you, you know, being out there on the show and, you know, helping out my brother D. Lansky up, you know, do his thing. And, you know, of course, you know, you're going to be doing your thing, but, you know, you being on that show is really helping out my boy, you know, trying to do his thing. And D. Lansky, man, he's coming up hard, man. You know, you got to, you know, get that ear for him, man. He's coming out.
That's right, man. We're here for the people, man. That's what we're here. Let's build it up.
I had to call.
Big shout-out to Will. I grew up with this dude. He helped me rock this show a couple weekends ago. I opened for Lazy Bone and did my thing. You know, I'm an artist myself, but definitely
that's
Riverside in the house. That's where I was born and raised, and they always hold me down. So, definitely rock with us, Woe, because, you know what I'm saying, we got a lot show, and I'll definitely be coming back to you.
Oh, man, definitely, dog. Well, I just want to thank you for, you know, even picking up my call and shit.
Ain't no problem. Ooh. I hold down anybody that says 951. That's my area code. You know what I mean? I'm definitely going to get it in. So
Word
that's
up, dog. That's you too, man.
Yep. So definitely.
One love, brother.
Well, before we get into this song real quick, Matt Ford, you got another question for Brother Jay?
Yeah, I do. How has it been working since the passing of Professor X? I mean, was it tough to go back in the studio and do music, or, I mean, what was the feeling like that?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I mean, PX music-wise, man, was really more like guidance. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know, he was writing lyrics. He really was our manager at first. You know, and we brought him into the X Clan, you know, as a founder of a movement. You know, he believed in hip hop and the power of the movement. So, you know, we included him inside of our group. You know, of course, in his passing, we miss his presence, you know what I'm saying, because he was a wise brother, you know what I'm saying, and he had a lot of heart for what this is, hip hop as a culture, more so than the Candyland, you know, they commercialized. So, You know, he's part of my spirit in the drive, brother. You know why I continue, man. And same with Sugar Shaft as well. Both those brothers rest in peace. And Brother Architect has a movement in Pittsburgh right now called One Hood. You know, that's very good with footage and, you know, letting people know what's really going on in the streets. You know, he really has his ear to the streets about what's really going on. So, you know, people continue the movement in their own ways. You know, the music and the lyrics and things of that nature was, you know, were more my cup of tea. And that's what I continued to do and kept the clan strong, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. So definitely, I gotta play this Danny Marley track, man, because when I got it from you, I was bumping it, and you know, I gotta keep. And it's definitely something that needs to be heard, and you know, it's just good music, you know, like not even with the genre on it, it's just good music, homie. So definitely,
Thank you, brother.
This is a Culture United, you know what I'm saying, featuring Damian Marley, Brother Jay. This is how it goes on Die For Radio. We definitely get this in. Let's do this.
You are now tuned in to the Conscious Power. Culture Unite, Junior Gong, Grand Bird, Return from Mecca. Roots and culture, justice born, raise up your lighters, spark it up for the ancestors, spark it up for the freedom fighters that hold it down and protect the righteous, spark it up for the activists who stand strong in the struggle till the beast is just, sing a song to a jig man tan, sing a song to a jig for the man, you hop and skip through hoops for the man, sow your ass before you feed your land, so many struggle with the tempter, the bubble broke food turned double and the double turns trouble, so many stabs just trouble to a humble and the hustle went wrong and the hoods lose muscle, give thanks for roots and culture, a true and living soldier, don't be that wanted poster. Zombie mind is fresh meat for the vulture.
Walk like you're chosen.
Selassie and Garvey.
Walk like you're chosen.
Like Grand Verb and Marley. Culture United, divided we fall. Culture United, we must stand tall. Culture United, freedom for all. Culture United, love over war.
Marley, that's just legendary right there. I mean, and that just track just has such a good vibe. You know what I mean? I'm going to bring in this 919 caller. You, this is my man, Mr. Raw.
You. Well, good.
My man, Mr. Raw.
Peace. You know, I had to. You know, I had to make it a beautiful ending to a beautiful day. Turned up Tuesday, just finished on the green leaf, cramming over to check Dive 4. And as soon as I turned on Dive 4, I heard some beautiful music. You know, and I'm a Jamaican already, and I deal with hip hop. And the way you just bridge the culture like that is things that I've done in the past, and it's always going to be relevant in the future. And then you just said who you said is on this line, you know, with a key. salute,
my lord. What's up?
I don't even know the words that I can fix my mouth to say. I've been listening, and I've been a fan, and I've been a man. Listen, man, you just definitely do what you do, and I always salute those who had something to do with the upbringing of the culture, and you're definitely one of the four founders, one of the pioneers who has something to do with that, because if it wasn't for you guys preaching and pushing out those good vibes and those good words, a lot of dudes wasn't rocking like that at the beginning. Sometimes, you know, I can go back to the Poor Righteous Teachers, and I can go back to, you know, Afrika Bambaataa, but you're definitely one of the few that definitely stamped and put your big foot right there, and they're trying to make a mark to duplicate it, but they can't duplicate the essence of that, man. And I'm just thankful to know that you're rocking with a good dude like Diane Lansky, and hopefully I can get you on to my show also. We can chop it up behind the scenes. But, I ain't never been starstruck, man, so, you know. And I know a lot of the veterans, and I know a little bit. Right now, you made a difference, brother. You made a big difference in this thing right here called hip-hop.
Thank you, my lord. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you just as much as you think, man. You know, keep up the great music, man. Even in the work that was just coming out of that song just now, you still keep
it. You know what's so cool is that the music is still relevant. I think you just said that, too. It's still relevant in this day and age. And I'll have to tell you, and this is actually kind of goes on to my next question, too, because do you think with this digital era, because obviously you've grown up recording analog and you've recorded, you know, from, you know, whatever back in the day, like PMD said, they had a tape that was through a pencil so it would turn and record the sample, like, and all sorts of stuff. It is a double-edged sword, but, I mean, how do you feel? Do you like it better because it's actually easier for you to do a mastered copy of music on your own, or do you like it back in the day, analog board, and you go through the whole studio thing?
Well, the only thing I don't like, bro, is that the elders that we sampled back in the days didn't take our back. You know what I'm saying? They just charged us. You know what I'm saying? So I would have rather did partnerships with them so we can continue that era of music, because this generation don't care about them at all. You feel me? They don't dig in the crates like we were and, you know, exhaust your pocket, going in a record shop and buying every kind of vinyl that you can, and cast carrying portable turntables into spots, man, to find that perfect spot and that sweet groove. You know what I'm saying? It don't happen no more. Cats are just spoiled, you know, TikTok and click. You know, you can never find what we were getting into back in the days, because they don't expand their music theory knowledge. And I wish that the elder musicians kind of combined with us and let us update their reel. You know what I'm saying? You know, that would be a great partnership. You know what I'm saying? That way, you know, the sound that we were talking about stays alive by permission, because cast iron days are not going to sample and pay those costs. They'd rather make a beat at their crib, you know, and clone it to the best of their ability rather than sharing the fame and the light with an elder that inspired you. You know what I'm saying? It's not even attractive to do that anymore, because agencies are between us and the older musicians, and they just charging us. You feel me? It's
and
not
that's
even
a
looking
great
at
point. That's a great point, what you're saying, and not to interrupt you, but I've heard so many people, you know, have complained about it. Some people are like, no, it's great. But you're the first one to bring up that point. about strictly like the samples and the music. That, I mean, that is a great point. Because I'm still a vinyl guy. I still sample into my MPC, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's unattractive to pay those costs. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're an independent artist, why sample yourself into a bill when you can go and just create on your own? They're forcing us to erase that era because it's, you're charging us to play you for people that should be feeling that feel-good music. You know what I'm saying? Especially for artists that continue the theme of what that artist was originally making. I can imagine if an artist got on your stuff and just disrespected it and made some booty lick song, and you might have been talking about something powerful. You feel me? And you say no on the sample. But if an artist is continuing your vibration, at least entertain and say, send me a demo of what you're doing. And let me see how much I want a partnership because everybody ain't welcome to this. You feel me? that would do a whole nother level of us teaching the music game to this new generation by updating it, and that would be up to the artists as well to update their flows. You can't sound like 1990 flowing in 2013 just leaning on the sample of the chorus. You got to upgrade your sort. You know what I'm saying? I'd be foolish to come here sounding like I was in 18, 19 years old when y'all first heard me. I'd be foolish to come here like that, talking about I'm continuing my career and still touring, and, you know, I would be fooling myself. You know what I'm saying? You don't live off old school shows at the Universal Garden and all this other thing all your life. You got to go and touch the people, get in your grain, and dig into your craft, man, to keep the spirit of what we had alive. You know what I'm saying? I don't want cats dressing like me in the 90s and all that other thing. I want them to upgrade what that was to live it out. You know what I'm saying? Live out that freedom and justice, my Lord. You know, I think it would be a better call, man.
Man, and that's just 100% the truth right there. Just like the song with you and KRS, Speak the Truth. I mean, it doesn't get it really any realer than that, Elmy. And I got to say, I commend you for still having the passion. I mean, honestly, what kept the passion with you for this long? Are you still a fan of hip-hop, good hip-hop, even not your own music, but when you hear a good hip-hop song, are you still a fan?
Of course, my Lord. I mean, I always keep my ear to the street, man. I'm from Flatbush, Brooklyn, man. I don't have a choice with this. I dedicated myself to be a messenger, man, and I know when the era flipped and the industry, you know, really wasn't looking for artists that were speaking above commercial appeal, I had to learn the independent market. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go and just sign with anybody after being in the majors for so many years. I had to really study and see what the market and the terrain was. Why throw yourself to have to work harder when you've already paid a certain amount of dues? You know what I'm saying? So you got to do homework. So, you know what I'm saying? So you got to do homework and really study. Is it worth for me to go out here on these tours, selling merch on my own, you know, digging into areas where I never would have touched in my life, you know what I'm saying, depending on a booking agent, you know what I'm saying, in a major market versus the hundreds of cities that I see on these markets. You know, I look at Tech N9ne's schedule, homie. You know, that dude's toured over 200 dates one year. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's only 365 days in a year, homie. You know, you're touring 200 dates. But when your market is loyal to you, you can do whatever you need to do. You feel me?
And he's actually got a song about that called on one of his albums. I can't remember the album. I know the song's called The Rain, though. And he's got his daughters in it. And the whole time he's talking about how he's on the road. You know what I mean? And his daughter's in there, and he's like, are you going to be here for Halloween? He's like, and the daughter's like, yeah, I'm used to it. You know what I mean? Like, that's real shit.
Real shit, my Lord. I watched it for myself. I've gotten to study on this second round of Clan. I've gotten to study so much more than I did the first round because we were so busy addressing a lot of street issues. It was high racism in the early 90s. Now, you know, the things that we were fighting against, like close the crack house and that kind of thing, it's become part of society. You know, every 7 out of 10 families got a crackhead relative, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where before it was like, oh, my God, that's terrible that it happened to somebody else. But now it's a norm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm coming back into an era where things we fought against back in the days are now a normal. You know what I'm saying? And it's not for me to fight every battle in that sense, but it is for me to put a little smelling salts into the hump and the funk that we have to tell cats to wake up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's genocide, my lord. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't dedicate my lyrics and my writing toward awakening people and getting with people like the Marleys, and you know, even Tech got on my album, and he wasn't acting all like, you know, Malibu drink and all of that. Everybody has a positive edge. You know what I'm saying? And I want to expose it through the projects that I do, man. So, you know, and hopefully that balances the game. I don't want to erase pop music. I want to balance it. They don't give enough room for other artists to play. I just want to balance it. Bring the exceptional artists from these realms and start playing them on, you know, like how you do. You balance the ticket. You know what I'm saying? When you play music, you play what's fair. You play what people want to hear. They don't give that opportunity to artists that strive in independent markets. So that's what I fight for in this day and era as well, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure, you know, having you on my show, man. Mr. Raw, you got any last words? Because I kind of cut you off and asked my question before we let Brother Jay enjoy his night.
No, definitely, you know, he said he made a very credible mark that a lot of people have to understand that, you know, you have to lead by example and you have to show growth because of the fact that if you, like he said, if we expect to hear Brother Jay come in 2013 and go, listen, the man is against us, and he won't be, that's going to be like, where have he been? Is he stuck where he left off? We ain't heard a song from him in, let's say we ain't heard a song from him in 10 years, and that seemed like that's where he's been. He's still going back in 10 years. But to see that he came and made a mark and he's growing, not to say he's compromising himself either, because it would be crazy to hear Brother Dick going, and I was down in the trap, moving.
Exactly.
And he'd be like, wait a minute.
Exactly.
He's keeping true to himself.
Exactly.
You know,
so Matt,
I respect that. Salute to you, my G. I appreciate you coming through and spending time with us people out here, man. I definitely commend you on what you're doing, what you will be doing, and I'll follow you if I can, and I'll just support good music, real good, feel-good music.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. Salute to you, my lord.
Peace.
Peace, God.
Appreciate you, Mr. Rod. We'll be in touch, my dude. I appreciate you rocking with us.
You already know I got you, man. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
So,
enjoy your
Mr. Ball in the house. Mr. Ball in the house. Hey, Matt Ford, you got any last words for Brother Jay here?
Nah, just pretty much we appreciate you making the time to get on the radio show, man. We appreciate that shit. It's great to hear from icons and shit, spit shit out, you know, talk about what they've
Thank
been
you.
Doing lately, you know. Breaking the ground for these new kids, man, that don't know much, and they need to learn about rap, you know, hip-hop in general, and respect the architect instead of disrespecting about acting goofy and shit.
Exactly.
Build the skills up.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. Represent where you come from, you know what I'm saying, and build up and unify with people of like mind who want to be free and have a good time, raise their family, man, and build intelligence, man. That's all it's about, my lord. We shouldn't be dumbed out, you know, like we some barbarians and whatnot, man. We deserve better. Word up, man.
Yes, we do.
That's what's up, family.
And let me tell you, me, Dire Lansky at Dire Four Radio with the homie Matt Four, man. It's just an absolute pleasure having you on the show. We appreciate your time. And, you know, and really just appreciate everything you've done for people like us. You know what I mean? And love that hip-hop's still around and people like you are still doing it. And, you know, it almost makes everything worth it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I'm going to go ahead and play one more track, man. I'm really feeling this Down by Law. You know what I mean? Saying, why don't you shout out this track for the people and definitely, you know, tell them this is Dire 4 Radio and that, you know, we hip-hop is still here, but this Down by Law people got to hear, man.
Indeed. This is Down by Law, X-Clan, Get Up with the Mainstream Outlaw, Brother Jay. Big up to all the Clan and the Powers, and big up to Dire 4 Radio. One love, Lasky.
Peace. Peace out to you, my dude. Again, a pleasure. And also, we got our information now, you know what I'm saying? So keep us involved. We're hip-hop fans still, so whatever you got new going or anything, I'll have it in rotation. You need to get, you know, a little something out as far as an interview, a promotion for it, or whatever you need. We got your back, my dude.
Thank you, man. Just tell folks that we have X-Clan Worldwide on the Facebook, and for the Twitter for us, you go to BroJXClan, BROJXClan, and just check us out, connect to the vibration and the movement, Culture United, you know?
Absolutely, and I'll make sure that all my fans that I have, they're listening today, get all your information, my dude, for sure.
Thank you, family, and play Mau Mau Boogie for them, man. I want a bloody wig back.
You know what? I'll go ahead and tell us a little about the track, and I'll let you get on, man.
All right, do your thing, my lord. Give thanks, man.
Yeah, Black Track, Brother J. Yeah, this is the Mau Mau Boogie. Check it out, yo, yo. I'm giving haters heart attacks, bop gun bleeding them. Lock low, silver rounds, devils, I'm deleting them. Fiending for the dumb, I'll beseech them and teach them. Cock back these hammers, make them dance to the beat, son. Spawn of the ether, them, Brooked on Bethlehem. Mecca sun scripting on these dance hall hymns. Brother man, the craven, swimming through the desert winds. Lion of the jungle, rocking gators on my Tim. Focus black money, reparation soldier. Charts say I'm hotter in the hood, say I'm colder. Ambassador chosen, is grown man. Biz. They walk up for real, keep my darts in the fridge. And you know what it is, this game is my whiz. I spit math to a daily, so I'm always first viz. BROS/J on the cursive. More hip hop to offer than them slack boys you worship.
It's the Mau Mau Boogie, say up, jump. The boogie is the rhythm when I boogie the streets. We street sweep with the rhythm of keys. We spin peace to the rhythm of G's like these.
Yo, watch your mouth, boy, my style is eldercraft. Syllable math might check on the wrath of the wicked. Ticket master to the real, these scalpers be twisting up the game. We gotta spiel and I'm tired of hearing musical shards, kernels of the industry carb. They slobbing, I'm turning knobs, for chosen in the industry mob. Step up and be awakened, cause self-destruction is path for the forsaken. The door is open, I'm Neo in a lock-filled turban, acting federal and tenant out suburbans. Fools be burping up the devil. I donate the box with the nails, with the time and the shovel. Mag Negro, the ibis, I sing like the sparrow. My darts Teflon, pierce vampire marrow. I give it to him raw, front door like I'm Carolyn. Put it in the bag, trick or treat, so fabulous. Gone,
gone, gone, gone.
Down by law.
Yes, sir.
Down by law.
You know we down by law.
All rhymes remain raw, get them.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a rebel with a cause,
don't slip what the man say.
Freedom fighter, legendary with my wordplay.
Break a 1-9, weapon X on the runway. Self-arm a liftoff,
loosen up the vertebrae.
Down by law like a brother man holiday. Anti-candy rap, listen to the DJ. Cook black, do that snatch back. Still throw it down, still flowing that East Black. Not enough man building, but enough man slack. So many Sunday craft, it's hard to keep track. Dribble slave on their face, chicken George hat. Corporate MCs, they got their show. In my rap, non-cypher. The guard makes you throw up your lighters. Teacher, the rich to the poor, so get righteous. Or just get balanced, perfection is done. My gift and my talent is the conduit to sun. I do it worldwide, cause I'm
down by law.
From the earth to shorties, yo.
Down by law.
Mainstream outlaw from underground core. Filling with my peoples, all rhymes remain raw.
Down by law, me say down by law. People tapping under me say down by law. Shoot, brother J, you know you're down by law. Shoot, X Clan, you know you're down by law.
Weapon X does dread, I outsmart the fox. Club of Langsteeds, come to knock him out the box. Elohim intel, bomb shelter dweller in my lab watching Dr. Claw.
Twisting the L up,
with Guinness on ice. No leaning like a fiend, I'm a product of the light. The highest of the heights, I do it worldwide cause I'm down by law. Like the blood of the Moors, yo, I'm down by law. Mainstream outlaw from underground core. Filling with my people,
all rhymes remain raw.
Born knowledge is the guard, can consistent. I spit them hip-hop headbangers for commercially ignorant. Fifth element born with the blood of the pyramids. Consciousness flows through my veins and my fingertips. Diplomat status, come to tell them what time it is. Time for the clan of the X to come round again. Elders, youngsters, I'm down by law. Control of function, I'm down by law. Mainstream outlaw from underground core. Building with my people,
all rise and made raw.
Down by law, down by law. People chopping under me say down by law. Shoot, street sweeper in the emperor's boxcar. Diplomatic activist, steeds of a rock star. Entourage of the conscious repertoire. Don't spit the blah blah, play jewels from the star. 93 million, I blaze these reptilians. Stand for poison frequencies, display building. True school veteran, so thus true and living. My brand sake, evolutionary from the gate. I'm down by law, my shine so raw. People champion from frontline to dance floors. Mainstream outlaw from underground core. Power to the people's, all rhymes remain raw.
Mill Cypher, yo, you're down by law. Brother J, you know you're down by law. X-Man, you know you're down by law. Black Watch, you know you're down by law. Culture United, we down by law. People champion, all rhymes remain raw.
Full radio in the house. That was Brother J, X-Clan, Down by Law. Definitely rocking out with us, man. You know, and it's just a pleasure to have people like him again on the radio because, at least on, you know, on my show, and he needs to be on these other radio stations as well, because I feel there is a disconnect of people doing the history of hip-hop, and I really believe that's the cause of the saturated music a little bit. It's like he, exactly like he said, you know, they, you know, are you trying to pay for a sample, really? Because I got this little studio in my house, and I can print up a CD right now, and I know how to use Photoshop, and I can go sling this CD. I don't have to pay nobody nothing. You know what I mean? And I definitely feel that for sure. So big shout-out to Brother Jay for rocking with us. I mean, man, what a privilege. You know what I'm saying? Matt Ford, that was just crazy as shit.
Fuck, yeah, that was great, man. Shit, we just want more and more artists to come out and, you know, so they could say what they want to, you know, and spread the knowledge to these young motherfuckers out there that ain't knowing shit. That way they could build their skills instead of rapping about the same shit like the next goofy motherfucker and then the next goofy motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, and again, it's just good to hear music like real hip-hop. I mean, that shit still just, again, makes me excited and makes me, you know, do the thing. But, look, we still got a packed show for y'all. We're waiting on some more special guests. We got Mr. Smoke a Lot himself, Yup Now from the Loonies, you know what I mean? We got Spice One. We got Big Hutch, Code 187, you know what I mean? So we just waiting a little bit for these peeps. But, you know, I'm gonna go into some music, actually, you know what I mean? I'm going to go into a song that we had, you know, Mr. Parrish Smith himself. You know what I mean? And he definitely blessed the show and was just, and again, kind of like having Brother Jay, you know what I'm saying, a true pioneer in this game, you know what I mean? And then you hear new music from him or even music that's just a little bit older but still in this era, and it's just still so relevant, you know what I mean? And like PMD said too, the Hit Squad is back in action. They're doing the thing. So let's go to this Symphony 2013 PMD on Die 4 Radio. Let's do this.
Sending it in, Hit Squad. 1, 2, 3 to the hip hop. Fill your whole face up with raindrops. Turn your whole block into Bangkok. Your girl's a female whore, Hashi Bangkok. Stop your whole team like gridlock. Transforming these niggas dinosaur, I'm Grimlock. I'm rising to the top, you niggas just a pit stop. Run up in the grid with the hammer and get your pit pop. You can catch me on the stage with the boom bap. Hit you with the gat, little nigga, how you love that? Fucking with Hit Squad, I doubt that. Navigate your system, motherfucker, I doubt that.
I'm the baddest
this motherfucker in existence. I'ma fuck a lot of people out for putting me in this position. Hands all on my dizzy, your bitch is chilling right with it. Knowing this on my level, let's have her out with you midgets. Now I don't bust chaps or traps, but I bust raps. That should be enough, so if it ain't, then fuck rap. How you gon' teach me something you suck at? You bust getting cut like the guts of a Dutch rat. I reign supreme, that's why I know that I'ma make the team. Hey, I'ma bring it to your plate like I'm catering. So step up and get punched and pissed on. That's the shit that happens when you fuck with the hit squad.
My place in it for the riches, it moves for the money. My time's fed and you ready, listen to skills dummy. I'm from the streets where beef is getting real bloody. Talk slick, you can catch a bullet in your fresh gully. It's funny how the industry raps now. You fucking whack clowns need to listen cause we bringing it back now. Call me McFly, back to the future in my DeLorean. My team is more than them, spitting venom and street torching them.
The beats calling them.
Now my mind's in the booth, I produce fire like a beast. Blind with the truth, for federal district. I'm a misfit for this shit, spitting so instant that my flow travels distant.
Fame and force that I aim and scorch a nigga. To ready your homie like I was aborting niggas. I'm fresh off the block, bitch, I handle the rocks like Jigga. So we're a crook, yeah, I got more prize than Richard. It's not a game, nigga, slinging wherever you live. Cops in Suffolk County,
I'm known as a fugitive.
Wanted dead or alive, look me in my eyes to see a G. This is a live picture, my ride, yeah, that's all I see. Tunnel vision, my mission to be the best. Got me clipping the competition, leaving a bloody mess. I'm the best, if you feel different, then get it off your chest. Can't do that, no battle rap, we're back in where you rest, motherfucker.
I'm Chinese, nine Siamese, live wire with the fire speech. Mine out of reach, slide of trees like a bonfire. Grind, I increase network when I stretch work. Don, I am he, got the squeeze on you liars. Try and breathe, nigga, please. I can breeze on you writers, die in peace. High and leash, what they need and desire. I'm a beast for the streets, this is free. I recite it and I feast.
Click, clack,
this matchbox. Been rapping like a Sasquatch. Burning your tracks, watch you acting like your ass.
Your ass.
I laugh, stop, sleep not, last night. I speak, they gas shot, keep the gas pot.
Don't force me to harm your fam and all that stuff got to go. Get your ass buried under the sand.
Come on.
Understand, I ain't one of them birds. See, I speak my mind, you never catch me mumbling words. Faggot niggas get their mark to the curb. Fuck stomping you out, I put your navigator chunk in reverse. How your mom's gon' feel when you stuck in a hearse? Closed casket, only thing they need is bones and dirt. It's NY, Mr. Brownsville is back. The truth is I own this hood from front to back. I'm on my grind, like skateboards and rollerblades. I can show you how to spit out races, a hole of blades. Put a hole in the back of your Benz. Put a hole in the front of the speaker, in the back of your Benz. Put a hole in the back seat. That'll put a hole in the back of the man in the back seat. That'll exit out the front of the man in the back seat. Put a hole in the back of the man in the front seat. That'll exit out the front of the man in the front seat. Put a hole in the steering wheel in a Humvee. If drama stuck, consider yourself a dead man. Cause the 38 turned you rags to headbands. Listen, I can show you how to bang. Toss your daughter off the building like that bitch had wings. Never.
Affiliated with mob niggas and blood spillers. With a slug through you tough niggas. 1-800 thugs or us. No dragon tattoo on you nigga. No love from us. And thugs we trust. Niggas get rushed like hot when it's snuff. Up your nose, I'll fuck up your flow. Leave our competition ass froze. We sack on their toes. I'm as cold as Pocono. Enemies get tied to a pole. Blind folks and I don't know.
Oblivion speaking the opposite of Caribbean. Necropolis popping Mazizian. Two clocking from welfare recipient. Top of a Christian. Animalistic Chewbacca. My race Caribbean. Jedi rhyme. The way I spit ahead of my time. Give me a billboard and I bet I climb. You motherfuckers, I love ruckus. Thug making you hard crusher. Singing away from you, nothing to bud buster. The empire is back and we bugged out. Fast Kiki Max, Papa LQ got so when my nigga yuck now. These bitches begging me to come to Manah. Say 12 when Muslims hear us, they say hum to Allah. They fly, this on the crew, nigga. You cannot block the regime from making knots. No matter what you do, nigga. You're black and blue, nigga. Undercovers like Malik Yoba. Lyrically mean is using the force, nigga.
Yo, Mad Max across the regime. The life took, we did it, fuck the good book. Two thug niggas, it turns a real quick. Robbing the microphone, you get your brain shook. I told you we taking over, so that I sober niggas rolling rovers. Me, Key, God, Shug, Tech 9 and Fats on ya. Already with the Kage's, bug you to Oklahoma, fuck Corona. We drinking they bars until we fall out.
Yeah.
You got a problem with the race, and your soul's called out. We all out for war, these niggas don't want no more. I'm taking off like Michael Jordan, I'm the first to score. So fuck you fake ass niggas who be planning to block. I take your block off with the knife.
young buck. Nothing to prove, lots of pain, plus some war cuts. It ain't shit but a thing to me. Dangerously, I play the man you claim to be. Niggas strike back, gunfight, we had the hype back. This is a bat, these dreams like a fat cat. They wanna bump, we get dressed in black. Cocks are strapped, screaming Ray C till they bust back. It's my assembly, I die, you remember me. Tatted with dragons in the custom coffin Bentley. Simply, I'm down to blast it on Kentley. I'm hella drunk and hella blown off the Kenny T. Fuck with me, you see these killers of mine. Building this shrine to beat these fucking children of mine. Look in my eyes, cause I believe the regime. Nigga,
Regime, nigga. No, I never been to the pen, but it did it how we lived. And I ain't dumb enough to speak on the dirt I did. Guess somebody caught the killer before the police did. Find him in the car, leaking bumped over with split wigs. Daddy lyrics spit, making sure the killer's filling my shit. Explicit lyrics and the dope content. Shot callers represented all the major spit. And gang banging got the streets just way too tense. I learned to deal with it. I'm in the field, window tinted on my wheel with the steel in it. We deep up in it, rolling real with it. Let your red line it, showcasing our diamonds, the benefits of a long time grinding, enjoying the fruits of our labor, and bringing the suits from our tailors. Some young players striving for greater, you know it's all bad. Let's make it all good, pushing the cabbie to touch the navvy with the leather and wood. It's Ray
the hardest nigga from the old, my flow is certified. Theme music for organized, crime niggas that burglarize, banks and murder guys for the vibes, reach for the sky. Techniques like Robert De Niro when he organized. No disguise, in the middle of the street, got a rainbow G with 12 open face goes. A Rolex piece, Cuban links, cross and bracelet. But that ain't shit, so leave a nigga naked. Don't take what they bitch in the basement. What a safe is, the basis. Cops rated, but end up getting their fucking squad car grenaded. You won't play shit, I spit the nitro glycerin. That's smoother than a pair of new cinnamon Timberland. Get Benjamins, but me no B-Diddy. I'm from a city called Weed City. See these raging niggas be with me. Fuck Christy, just Remy. Two thugs, two drugs, and come up with hits like Jimi Hendrix. Shock the world like Snoop at no limit. Yuck signs to rap a lot, yeah nigga, I ain't a player, I just back a lot. Back to God, my statue rocks in the back of the line. Keep my shit for underground, a frack of rock. Jackpot, Jay struck and rich is the lottery. The top commodity, blood on my wallaby for Robin Spree. Rock back for him, but that's all on my arm. Bullet wounds like a nigga, press back from numb. Young nigga, get your mask on.
How old were you, Mr. Washington, when you hit the streets permanently?
Maybe 10.
How did you live?
I became a runner.
A drug runner?
That's right.
Could you give us a description of how you lived the next few years?
I kind of moved up. I learned where the money goes. Then I got busted at 2.5 in Elmira.
And when you got out?
Oh, got a piece of turf for myself. Took it, one block at a time. Nobody stopped it.
Man, that's my shit right there. Just now in the house, not for radio. What's up? Shit. Yup, you with us?
What's with it, Playboy? What's rocking?
Man, welcome to Die For Radio. That's one of my favorite cuts, man. I ain't going to lie. Like, man, I had to bang that tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, if we got the freedom to play whatever we want. Man, so Mr. Smoke a Lot in the house himself. Like I said, welcome to Die For Radio here. It's me and my Mad Mad 4. Mad 4, what's up? You got something to say to Young Me?
Yo, what up, Young? Yo, what up? What up?
Yo, man, it's a privilege having you on this show, man. When I found out you was going to be on this shit, man, I was fucking excited. All I've been playing with Yuck all day.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate the opportunity, man. One love.
Yeah, one love, man. One love.
So I got to ask, this is actually a kind of a sub-question from the interview, but I was trying to put it together now. With the All Out Wars regime, United Ghettos, you know, the Yuck Mouth CDs. How many CDs or how many albums is there now?
How many albums do I got?
Yeah, now, like I said, even with the United Ghettos, the All Out Wars, the regime, everything, how many is it now? I was trying to count earlier. I lost track.
Yeah, bro, you know, that is a lot of albums, you know, because it started with Drew Down album, Fools from the Streets. Then they got the Looney album with just the Condom Man on it. Then you got Operation Stackola. Then you got Lunatic Music, then you got Thugged Out, you got New Testament, you got Godzilla, you got the Thug Lords, you got the Looney, Silver and Black, you got two United Ghettos, you got fucking West Coast Don, Million Dollar Mouthpiece. I mean, it's over 15 to 20 joints. Period.
And they're all classics.
I mean, I've been in this motherfucker 20 years, so just count it up. I at least drop the album each year, at least. Every year I drop something. Period.
Man, it's crazy, too. I remember when...
That's just my personal catalog. That ain't, like, including
yeah,
all
what I'm saying. That's
the other shit I've done with other niggas. My discography is crazy. It's fucking pages. You go Google that, nigga. It'll be hundreds of pages. Boy, I've been on so much shit. But it's all good, man. Salute to the fans who rock with me. You know what I mean? Still rocking with me. Without them, I wouldn't be shit. So I'm in here. Straight up.
Definitely. Well, I know my man, Matt Ford, got some questions for you. So he here, Matt Ford. Go ahead and get at that. You know what I mean? Let's pick his brain a little bit because we still are fans and we West Coast motherfuckers. So obviously we followed you from day one. So it's nice to get a platform to where we can be like, yo, this younger crowd needs to know, you know what I'm saying? It's not just I got five on it and they heard that because their older brothers and sisters listened to it. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole literally revolution that honestly that you have over here on the West Coast. So, Matt Ford, chop it up with Young Mouth.
Yeah, first question I have is have you spoken to Numbskull since Fu's been incarcerated?
Yeah, definitely. I shot a Free Numbskull, man. Yeah, we chopped it up. He'd be out in he'd be out in 2015. He's gonna definitely do the Looney's Reunion, you know what I mean? Looney's Reunion tour and get back in the booth and do an album for the fans. So Free Numbskull, we definitely about to get back in the booth and keep that Looney shit alive. Yep.
Yeah,
for sure. Speaking to him, yeah, I sent him a letter, he responded, you know, and I shot him my number and he called me, so we chopped it up. You know, we used to have a little, you know, beef or whatever. We squashed it, got all our problems, and we're getting back to this money. So shout out to Numb and Free Numb. We're about to get it.
Yeah, that's right. Also, have you spoken to Gonzo?
Who's that? Oh, you're talking about the Muppet Babies. That nigga, I've been there. Look, man, I'm 39 years old. I do not play with Muppets. You know, my kids don't play with Muppets. You know, so I don't know what you're talking about, bitch. You know, I know it's Christmas season and shit, but damn.
That's a lot.
I know you weren't trying to mention your kids' wish list on an interview, was you?
Oh, man.
That is cool.
Hey, but see, you know what?
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you also have a new album that just came out, right? It's 18K. The Golden Era is like
Golden Era.
Double disc, right?
Double disc, yes, indeed.
Yeah,
everybody can buy that shit. 18K is out. You know, it's 40 classics. It's basically my 18-year anniversary. Greatest hits, CD. Damn, I keep saying DVD. Anyway, 40 classics, you know what I mean? It got two bonus hits. Bonus tracks. Just did the video of La Costa Nostra. It's killing shit on Vivo right now. Murdering shit. About to come with a couple more videos to that motherfucker, but it got everybody on it. It's legendary. It got Too Short. The late great Nate Dogg, the late great Mac Dre. Coogee Rap, Fody, everybody. Be Legit. Raphael Sadiq. I mean, you name it, Lil Mo, you know, shout out to her. She did her thing on Little R&B Divas. Everybody on that goddamn album. You got The Mob, you know, definitely The Regime on there. You got Paraphernalia The Mob on there, Three Times Crazy, Seidel, you know, rest in peace to Eclipse. The Loonies, everybody on that bitch, man. So go pick up that 18K, and I put that out, you know what I mean, to get the new fans, the people who are 18. I mean, damn. The kids who were just born in 1995, you know what I mean? That to give them that refreshing, who didn't hear, you know, the five on it when it first came out, who still don't know, you know what I mean? That Yuck Mouth used to be a part of a group called the Loonies, who still don't know, you know what I mean? That just my history, that all they know is that Yuck had beef with this, that, and the third of Yuck, you know what I mean? So it's time to give them niggas a history lesson. I'm giving them the history lesson right before I come with my next album, which is called JJ Based on a Ville Story. And you got to have this history lesson of this 18K, or at least thugged out the Appalachian to even know what the fuck I'm talking about on my next album. So that's why I decided to put out 18K, just to remind niggas, you know what I mean, to be refreshed with the story, so when I come with this new album, they know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, 18K in stores now, double album. Go snatch that up, add that to your Yuck Mouth collection. Yada, bye.
Yeah, fuck bootlegs also, motherfuckers. Get the album like I do, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, ain't no bootleg going on, man. It's strictly iTunes, baby.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, but see, look, you one of the artists that I still want to go buy that CD because I want that WAV file. I don't want to bump that as an MP3. You know what I'm saying? I want that 16-bit WAV file dithered and it's bumping in my system, man. I don't fuck with your music on the MP3 level, man. I go buy it. You know what I mean? Like you know, that's the way I was raised. So we definitely still support that. So I'm gonna definitely go into a track, and then I mean these. Phone lines, you got these phone lines blowing up. But I'm going to play this Keys to the City. You know what I mean? Tell me a little bit about this track featuring Lee Majors.
Keys to the City is basically me and Lee Majors, you know. One of the joints, singles off the Regime, Double Dragon, Dragon Gang album that we dropped earlier this year. You know, shout out to the whole mob, you know what I mean? Shout out to Bo Jackson for shooting the video, you know what I mean? Shout out to all the niggas. But, Keys to the City, man, off that Dragon Gang album. In stores and iTunes now. Go snatch that up. Me and Lee Majors. Dragon Gang, bang, bang. Let's get it.
Absolutely. We got Yuck Mouth on Doubtful Radio, West Coast Pioneer. Icon, whatever you can name, you know, Yuck Mouth in that category. Let's do this. Die for radio.
Smoking old Kush, slide through the city. The Glock hold 30, but the chopper hold 50. Regime mobsters, rest in peace of pretty. Bricks for the low, I got them keys to the city. And I'm smoking old Kush, ride through the city. You want 100 pack, but he only bought 50. And that nigga tax, so his price hell is shitty. Holla at your boy, I got them keys to the city. Real niggas rock with me. Holla at your fucking boy. Got everything from girl to that motherfucking boy. My pocket's full grown, you a motherfucking boy. King of the sandbox, I got all the fucking toys. You need to be employed, niggas looking like they starving. I got a job for you, nigga, meet me at the garden. 6500 block, Lockwood Garden. I'm in my block apartment, nigga, rocking up the margarine. Step into my office, let me check your G-file. So you never snitched and know how to break a key down.
I'm hard in the paint like Shaq on the rebound.
Well, I'm a motherfucking connect, the Mex is on speed down. Another goon hired, put his ass to work. So I grab a Gucci duffel bag and threw his ass to work. The stars on the track. Niggas call me Captain Kirk. It be cool through the mud, but it be smacking on the fur. Smoking word, Kush, slide through the city. The Glock hold 30, but the chopper hold 50. Regime mobsters, rest in peace of pretty. Bricks for the low, I got them keys to the city. And I'm smoking old Kush, ride through the city. You want 100 pack, but he only bought 50. And that nigga tax, so his price hell is shitty. Holla at your boy, I got them keys to the city. Real niggas rock with me. I'm the motherfucking man, cause I can work wonders with these motherfucking hands. Whip it like a slave when that motherfucking ran. Bring the chopper to your city like the motherfucking band. 100 grand wrapped in rubber bands, vacuum sealed.
Four bricks with the dragon stamp, call it True Hill.
I never sold a pack to a nigga that squeal. Cause even your little bruh could be a rat Blue Hill. This trap shit is ill, niggas gotta stay sharp. To separate the goonies from the motherfucking mob. To separate the guppies from the motherfucking shop. I'm just sticking to the script, nigga, play your fucking part. All these phony ass trappers, nigga. You an actor, fake ass coke prices, nigga, who asked ya? I'm getting to the cake, pushing weight like a tractor. Since 1988, they was calling me a factor. Smoking bad kush, slide through the city. The Glock hold 30, but the chopper hold 50. Regime mobsters, rest in peace of pretty. Bricks for the low, I got them keys to the city. And I'm smoking old kush, ride through the city. You want 100 pack, but he only bought 50. And that nigga tax, so his price hell is shitty. Holla at your boy, I got them keys to the city.
Ride through my city, sitting up high, truck on 50s. Regime mobster, come get with me. Yeah, I got the line, I'm vibing with me. I make cocaine history, I whip up instantly. Ice cubes in a jar, make it lock so pretty. 36 zips in a kit, can you count? Money coming in by the largest amount. My hands touch dough, I can make it snow. Buns hit me up, I cop 12 bricks of bow. Got them for the low, sold them for the high. Purple
not dark enough, hit it with a die. Turkey bag boy, elbow to bars. Trap in the west, pits in the yard. Catch me by the stove, chefing up hard. Mage, I'm the boy boy like my nigga Marv. I'm
smoking on kush, slide through the city. The Glock hold 30, but the chopper hold 50. Regime mobsters, rest in peace of pretty. Bricks for the low, I got them keys to the city. And I'm smoking on kush, ride through the city. You want a 100 pack, but he only bought 50. And that nigga tax, so it's price hella shitty. Holla at your boy, I got them keys to the city. Real niggas rock with me.
Himself, you know what I mean, Keys to the City, featuring Lee Majors, obviously a banger. What's cracking with you, Young Mouth? Hey, so
I gotta ask, man. Y'all gonna pick that goddamn Dragon Gang album up now, man. That's the whole mob, man. That's me, Drew Down, Tech Nine, Lee Majors, Al Pacino, Young Bossy, Freeze, Chop Black, Monster Gunja. Nigga, the whole mob, man, period. Cuzzo Fly, everybody, nigga, the whole shit, Rameen. There's so many niggas in the mob, boy. It's ridiculous. But get the album, nigga. Period, man. Everybody go get that drink.
This is kind of off it, but a little bit. But, hey, whatever happened to, was it Duracell? He was on the United Ghettos 2, right?
Yeah, we tried to get Duracell on his New Regime album, man. We just couldn't track him down, man. You know, he's still in the mob. We still fuck with Duracell heavy, but we just ain't had no contact on him. It's like, I ain't talked to Duracell since MySpace was popping. So that's a long time.
Man.
That's a long time, man. So shout out to Duracell. He's still out there, man. You know, you still got a spot on the rock. Definitely. We fuck with you.
Definitely. I'm going to go real quick to this 818 caller. 818-792. You on Gospel Radio with Duck Mouth. What's happening? 818-792. You rocking with us? They over there smoking a blunt or something, chilling, you know what I mean? Well, I'm going to definitely go to this next caller that we had, 716-465. What's up? You on Dodd-Ford Radio with Yuck Mees himself. What's happening?
N-E-S-T-O on the instant for Nasty. What up? What up, Dylansky? What up, Matt Ford?
Yo, what up?
Not much.
So in the house, definitely Buffalo, New York representing. Man, you on the line with, you know what I'm saying, Yuck Mouth, West Coast pioneer and icon. You know what I'm saying? Are you familiar with Yuck Mouth there in Buffalo?
To be honest, I'm too young to know that, but I'm always looking. You already know how I am when we be chopping it up and talking dialect. I'm always willing to learn the history of this beautiful craft called hip hop.
Absolutely. And I'm going to have to tell you, he's definitely, I mean, you still hip-hop, man. Like, it doesn't matter. You catch tracks a million beat to a, you know, Ninth Wonder beat. You're going to rip that shit. You've always been able to flow. So, I mean, a little bit of that, I mean, you still, do you every once in a while throw in some old school hip-hop, some boom bap and shit like that, just rock out to it?
Oh, man, you know, I did tracks with everybody, man, from New York artists, you know, shout out Dragon, DMX, you know, I'm currently doing an album with a fucking Jay Hood called Savages, you know, it's kind of a couple boom back joints in there, you know what I mean, yeah, I rock, baby, I'm hip-hop, man, I do rap music, hip-hop, you know, all the shit, period, reality rap, you know, I'm versatile, you know, and I'm dope with it. I'm not a dude that just know how to just rap about, you know, pulling guns and selling dope. Period. I know how to be tricky with these words and make a motherfucker think every time I drop some shit. What'd he say? Oh, rewind that? Yeah, you don't have to rewind it and put it together. Like, oh, shit, okay, that's what, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, okay.
That's what's up.
Man.
For the dude that's on the phone right now, man, you know, the whole hype is about punchlines and catchy phrases and shit, man. I've been doing that since, like, what, the 80s, man, 88, 89 when I first started rapping. So that's not new to me, man. So if niggas want to just do punchlines and catchy, that ain't shit to me, man. I've been doing that shit 20 years, man. So, I mean, until somebody brings something new in the game that what I can't do, I'm still in this motherfucker, period. So, you know, straight up.
That's what's up. Yo, that makes, you said you started back in 89. Your whole career is my life, dude.
Bro, you gotta, I mean, that made me seem hella old, man. Let me let you know. In 89, man, I was in fucking the 10th grade, bro. So I was still in junior high school, I mean, high school and shit. I got signed fresh out of high school at the 12th grade. At the age of 18, we got signed. So I was a youngster, man. So that nigga was an old, you know what I mean, in his 20s and shit, mid-20s back then. Nigga was young, man. I was a teenager, man. So, you know. You're right. But we got signed in 93, man. And since 93, I've been in the game. So that's 20 years straight. And we've been killing it. You know?
That's what's up.
They say that we had one hit wonder, you know, because we had the single, I Got Five on It, that just blew up everywhere. Yeah, that's the one boy that really did it for us. But, you know, One Hit Wonders don't drop a gold album after that and another gold album after that. You know, One Hit Wonders just fade off. You know, you don't hear from them no more. It was that one hit, and you don't hear from them no more. You know, eventually, you know, we branched off. We did a second album that went gold, Lunatic Music, and I did my solo album after that, Thugged Out the Avalation, that went gold. So, you know, that's a One Hit Wonder, man. That's a hell of a One Hit Wonder, you know, to keep putting up them numbers like that.
Vanessa, we appreciate you rocking with us, man. Obviously, definitely go do the research on Yuck Mouth, and I know you will. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see, man, dude's fire. He's been fire for a long time. So we appreciate you rocking with us, Nesto.
No doubt.
That's what's up. You know, it was tripping. Yuck, I have to say, I was on Netflix the other day, and I happened to just come across Rhyme or Reason. And I tripped out because I hadn't seen it in a while. And y'all are at the in Atlanta, right? The Jack the Rapper conference,
yeah.
Right?
You're talking about
Puffy, and it was like it was so weird. How hip hop, you know, compared to what it is now with the internet game, it was crazy because he was like, "Yo, I'm Bad Boy." He had his shirt off, was like nothing. He was like, "Oh, y'all got big, huh?" Like, and he was like, "Yeah." And it was like, man, almost refreshing to see that because of how new everything was, and y'all, again, being pioneers in that, it was like, man, you remember when it was that time, when that shit was that new?
I remember watching Biggie, you know, become Big Papa. You know what I mean? I remember seeing Biggie in the hoodies and the Timberlands, seeing him in the Versace's and the Coogies. So I watched that whole shit, period. And it started at that Jack the Rapper that was in Florida in 2004. And then I was at Summer, then right after that, Biggie dropped, like in December or something, he dropped, Ready to Die, whatever, you know what I mean, the Juicy,
yeah.
Whatever. And then after that, Biggie was out of there. And then right after that summer of 95, we come out, boom, well, I Got Five on It. So we was on the charts together, and our album dropped. So we watched each other blow up, period. So when we was at that Jack the Rapper, Puff was just, you know, he was handing out the Big Macs with the Craig Mac, or like he had the Big Mac box. Like he had on the movie, he actually had the Big Mac box with the Craig Mac and them tape and the motherfucking handing them out. It's promotional shit. Like, yo, this is Craig Mac and this is Biggie, woo, woo, woo. And we like, who is that? Woo, woo, woo. And then, you know, I knew because I'm hip on rap. So I'm asking him, I'm like, oh, so you got Big, the Big Papa nigga, woo, woo, woo. And he like explaining like, yeah, I got Big, yada, yada, woo, woo, woo. So that was the whole conversation that we had, you know what I mean, period. So shout out to Puff because, you know, lo and behold, you know how the Lord work. You know, we do the Five on It, we come out. Huff, you know, he do a remix of Five on It, Satisfy You with R. Kelly. You know, and you know, we end up. We working on our second album, Lunatic Music, in the studio and the popular studio where all the artists work at. Like Michael Jackson will be in that motherfucker. It's a popular studio in L.A. called the Enterprise. So I'm walking down the hallway, and who's walking down the hallway? Puff. And Puffy like, I was looking for y'all. And we like, we looking for you too, nigga. What the fuck is up with the Five on the remix, yada, yada, yada. And we like, I was coming to get y'all for the remix to Satisfy You. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I got a check for y'all. Get your man Numbskull in the studio tomorrow. Whoop, whoop, whoop. We going to knock it down. So we end up knocking down the Satisfy You remix verse. You know, the nigga had J-Lo in the studio, all types of shit. So, I mean, it's a small world how you could just meet somebody in 2004 and then 2006 you end up rocking in the studio with them and actually making music and getting a cut. a check cut from Bad Boy. So definitely Puffy a real nigga, straight up.
That's what's up. You don't hear that a lot too, because you know someone always got something to say about Puffy.
Puffy cut checks. He cut a big check. He definitely cut one of the biggest checks we got for just a feature. Now, not soundtracks. When you do movie soundtracks, you get big checks. But as far as the feature, Puff definitely gave us one of our biggest checks. Definitely.
That's what's up. Well, Ford, you got another question for Young Mel?
Yeah. How is life since you left Rap-A-Lot, and how do you compare the albums you did on Rap-A-Lot compared to what you did after that?
I like the albums I did on Rap-A-Lot a lot better, of course. You know, it was my first albums. You know, I had a lot to talk about, a lot to get off my chest. And I got so much shit off my chest, you know, it's like, you know, you don't want to hear the same shit over and over again. So you got to reflect, you know, remix it and talk about different shit or whatever. But, you know, just to keep it fresh, you don't want to keep talking about the same story and shit. So, you know, guys start talking about different shit. So as the album go on, you know what I mean, as the album go on, you don't get the same shit that you got out the first two or three albums, you know what I mean, because he done gave you all the shit that contains to that. Now it's on to more shit. So I say after I left Rap-A-Lot, I was on to more shit. And then also I didn't have that music. I didn't have that Mike Dean. I didn't have that Tone Capone. That was like my sound, period. So when I left Rap-A-Lot, it also left my sound. So I'm trying to get my sound back, and definitely going to get that gas back, you know, and stay tuned to this next album, JJ, based on the real story. And that's basically Thugged Out Part 2, you know, so that's how real that album going to be, you know, and it's taking it back to the Rap-A-Lot shit, so.
And that Thugged Out Double Disc is my shit. That Thugged Out Double Disc literally is my shit. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts, I still bump it to this day. That's my shit. Like I said, I had to play the Thugged Out. You know what I mean? Like, I had to.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Thugged Out is definitely one of my favorites that I've done. Definitely, man. I could bang that out, both albums, just from beginning to end. So that's definitely one of my, if not the favorite project I've done so far. So I'm taking it back to that period, man, what niggas love me for, man. So,
absolutely. So I'm going to say.
You also remember, hold on. I remember I hit you up on Twitter and I asked you about when Smoke A Lot Radio coming back.
We about to go to Sirius FM, bro. We got to shop.
Oh, you guys
are
on Sirius right now?
Yeah, we shopping our show right now. So as soon as it get picked up, y'all be the first to know.
Please let us know,
man.
Because
that was my shit on Mondays, man. I missed that shit.
Yeah,
we trying to step
it up. Everything that that you do with that too. I mean, man, like. Seriously, Yuck, I mean, you know, my platform is your platform, homie. You know what I mean? Like, for real. So, you know, whatever Doc War and Doc War Radio can do to help you out, please let us know. Stay in contact with us. We got a lot of resources ourselves, even though, you know, on an independent level, but there's still thousands and thousands of listeners and this and that in our coalition that can definitely make some things work.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. Shit, if I need anything, I'll give y'all a fucking call or fucking a tweet, you know what I mean, to say, yo, I need to get on the radio, talk about this tonight, you know, I want to promote this new project, you know, I got my Regime nigga coming out, you want to promote this, I got this new song I need y'all to drop, so I'm definitely going to fuck with y'all, man, period. Y'all just got to shoot me that email, I get it from my manager, and I just keep on flooding y'all email with new shit, you know, just keep me in the loop.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and then anything, if you're missing any information, obviously, you can hit up, you know, the big homie Todd Davis. And he's got all my information, too, if there's anything missing. But, I mean, we got you, my dude. Like, we really appreciate you calling up and rocking with us for sure. Like, for real, you know what I mean?
It's all Gucci, man. Thanks for the opportunity, man. Thanks for playing some of the songs off of 18K. Thanks for letting me promote that 18K. It just dropped last week. It's only on iTunes. Again, everybody just go, you know what I mean, go drop that on iTunes. You know, download that to your iPad, your iPod, your iPhone. You know, do your 1-2. You could make a CD if you want to off of that. And, you know, that's on you. But, you know, go and purchase the motherfucker first.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell
everybody,
yeah.
Cody Classics, you know what I mean? And then look for me and Jay Hood album coming in February of 2014 called The Savages. Look for Half Baked Part 2 coming on 420. And then JJ, based on the Bill story, coming next summer. So that's the lineup for Smoke A Lot Records, baby.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But we're definitely going to get into this So Ignorant. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. I actually had cocaine on my show last week, you know what I'm saying? And we got Big Hutch in a little bit that's going to be on here rocking with us. So we really appreciate you, man. Go ahead and shout out this song, So Ignorant. Give a shout out to Dot 4 Radio so I can definitely keep that on file. And we're going to definitely be in touch, my dude.
Yo, man, shout out to Dot 4 Radio for having me in the motherfucking building. It's the kid Yuck Mouth with the legendary and the late Nate Dogg, my nigga Corrupt, and my nigga Cocaine, So Ignorant, off the 18K to Golden Era, man. Dragon Gang, bang, bang. Gah!
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let's get into this 3
and motherfuck three.
Your code, I see. Hey, look, I see the area code here. We're going to play this track. You know what I'm saying? 313, I see you. I'm pumping to you. 424, everybody, I got you. Let's do this. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Dragon Gang now, motherfucker. Fuck right.
I know you fucks to get rich. I met many bitches in my day. Got the life anticipated, highly hated, top graded, ignorant in the motherfucker, I don't give a fuck.
Everybody know it's Die For Radio. What a great show we have, and you know what I'm saying, really getting it in the way hip-hop's supposed to be heard from, the people it's supposed to be heard from, you know what I mean. Big shout out to Todd Davis, definitely putting it down. 313-205-DIE4RADIO. What's happening with you? Area code 313-205 is the number. You on Die For Radio Live. What's happening? Well, I guess they chilling. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They just hearing a good tune.
They just bobbing to the radio show.
Man, it is what it is. So definitely been cracking. You know, we running a little late. You know, our guests maybe running a little late. But, you know, I just got the okay to run into a little bit of overtime. So I think we're going to be just fine as we wait for our other callers. You know what I mean? But always like, you know, having legends. I mean, from an East Coast legend to a West Coast legend. I mean, that's the way it happens. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah. You know, having Yuck, to me personally, he has the number one best weed song ever, in my fucking opinion. The best weed song in rap. I got five on it. It smashes anything Cypress Hill put out. No disrespect. I love Cypress Hill, but that I Got Five on it, that is the motherfucking weed anthem, boy.
Absolutely. And what was that, 95?
Yeah, 95.
Yep. Crazy. Just crazy, man. But, you know, it is what it is. We got a new call in the house at 424-229. What's up? You on Die For Radio. What's happening?
What's up? It's Big Hutch, man. What's going on?
Man,
oh.
Big Hutch in the house.
What's
man.
Going on, man?
Oh, man, we just chilling. It's just a pleasure having you on the line, you know what I'm saying? I could say as a producer myself, but we on a whole different platform right here. You know, you were my inspiration growing up, you know what I mean? But, man, just a pleasure having you.
Man, don't make me feel so young now, man.
Come on in the house.
You know, P-Town definitely in the house. Black Mafia definitely in the house. Above the Law is definitely in the house. And Rock Boy Enterprise is definitely in the building, Big Shot Music, you know what I mean? So,
rest in peace, KMG.
Always, and we get to that, you know what I'm saying? Always, every day, you know. Appreciate
well, that's
y'all.
What's up, man. Obviously, no problem. And also, you know, I live in LA now, but me and my boy Matt Four, who co-hosts the show that you're talking to, we was, you know, born and raised in Riverside. So we was just, you know, down the freeway pretty much from y'all. So, you know, having rappers when Above the Law came out and that whole thing, it was so much more close to home than L.A. rappers. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it
yeah.
felt like we was right there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know that era didn't have so it didn't really have so much of you know where you came from. It's more so if you was dope or not. You know, so. You know, it was a great thing for us that, you know, we kind of was out the way of the whole little L.A. scene, but, you know, the Compton scene, but we engulfed ourselves in the situation and was blessed enough to be able to be a part of that whole ruthless thing, you know. But being outside of the city and, you know, being able to politic and impact, you know, as many people as we impacted, you know, influence in the world, you know. So.
And you really did, but I think, you know, we had a couple, you know, we had Yuck Mouth on earlier and Brother Jay from the X-Clan, and we were kind of talking about, you know, one of my things I love about this platform I have with Die For Radio is I think one of the disconnects we have with music right now is people fail to do the history.
Oh, wow.
And to know the type of people that you produce for, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, for real, like, I mean, there's a lot of people, like, y'all originated G-Funk, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, for real.
Yeah, everybody, every G-Funk artist that people know of actually you know, being successful from G-Funk actually came through us, from Snoop to Warren G, through, you know, I understudied with Dr. Dre, and actually, you know, The Chronic is a knockoff of a record called Black Mafia Life. Actually, Cocaine's record, Funk Up on a Rhyme, is thus the blueprints of everything, you know, that you hear as far as The Chronic on, you know. And, you know, that's what it is. It's, you know, we came up in such a time that where you could be influenced and, you know, and being in the same clique with all these different people. What people don't really understand about history is that, you know, when someone comes out and tell the history, like, you know, I try to come out and tell the history of G-Funk, basically, not to disrespect Dr. Dre or anything, not to disrespect Warren G or Snoop, is to say that, you know, you need to know who invented it, who created it, who was the mind behind all that, because that's the truth. You don't want to follow things that are half-truths or great in their own right, but that's not the whole truth, you dig? So that's what we have to get to the bottom of in hip-hop a lot, you know what I'm saying? Rock and roll kind of knows their history, you know, rhythm and blues knows their history, you know, a lot of forms of music know their history. Seems with hip-hop doesn't know it, and they don't respect it when they know it. They kind of like think when somebody try to come out and tell you that history, the right truth of things, is like you're dissing some other artist, but it's not that. It's just we don't have a lot of outlets to tell our story. Coming up in hip-hop, it wasn't Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and although people now think that that always was around, it wasn't, you know.
No, absolutely. Neither was home studios, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean,
right.
And the way you had to make beats back in the day, and I bring this up, but, you know, one of our earlier shows when I started Dipo, we had PMD from EPMD on here, and he was explaining a story how he sampled. And how they were making beats in, like, 1989 and 88, and I was just like, man,
right.
That's crazy. Because even, you know, I'm an 80s baby, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm in my mid-30s now, so I grew up to chopping samples on the NPCs and still, you know, you
right.
had to use hardware.
Right. Yeah.
And now it's just so easy. I mean, I don't know, I just copped the machine not too long ago, and I was amazed with the difference in shortcuts. Of course, you don't get that NPC swing. You know what I'm saying? But the difference in shortcuts and everything, to actually chop up a sample from this, I'm like, man, these kids got it good, man. Like, crazy.
Well, I think you lose the experience, you know what I'm saying, of going to the studio. And, you know, I always talk this to a lot of my old engineers and colleagues that I work with. You know, I was like, yo, you know, it's crazy because I have a home studio, but I love to go to the studio still. Reason why I like to go to the studio is because I like being in a right now moment of making the magic, you know. A lot of young people, you know, making music, it's great that you can cut those corners and everything and you have that tool, but you can never experience when you wake up in the morning and at the end of the day you've cut a record like Black Superman, but you've never had the concept in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a magic to it, yo. You know what I'm saying? Instead of sitting at home, you know, eating chicken, farting on your girl all goddamn day, you know what I'm saying, and coming up. It's a difference, man. It's really a difference when you feel like you bust your ass all day and came up with this magical record. The greatest thing I ever experienced was witnessing N.W.A. cut straight out of Compton in a month, you know what I mean, just every day. Or, you know, no one can do it better being cut, you know, in a couple of months, and Living Like Hustlers being cut. You know, like we cut Living Like Hustle, we cut 80% of it just on just every day going to the studio, me, Cam G, DJ Chaos, and then we integrated GOMAC into the group the last few months before we actually got signed to Ruthless. But we bought Living Like Hustle to Ruthless about 85% done. I think the only thing wasn't cut was the last song, maybe three more other joints, you know, on it. But, you know, going to the studio for us was like, It was medicating, you know what I mean, because we got out the streets. You know, it wasn't that we were stuck in a place to where, you know, we could just kick back and blow weed all day. It's like we got to go in and cut this hot joint, you know what I'm saying, and put it out there to the world. You know, and I think with that kind of people kind of tend to think it's like pressure, you know, but when you go and do something and you're in a time frame, you come up with the most magical things, you know what I'm saying, versus I can sit at home all day and just fuck my broad and I never come up with nothing. And if it happened tomorrow, it happened tomorrow. You know, we didn't have those type of opportunities to do that, be it not being on a record label, you know, but because when I was cutting demos, we were spending hustle money, top hustle money, to go to big studios to cut music, you know. So we didn't have the opportunity that cats have nowadays to buy programs and sit in their mama kitchen and beat on a computer. You know, we had to actually go get the gear. We had to go to the top-notch studios and make, you know, possibly make a hit record, you know, or there'd be money gone, you know. So.
Well, definitely. And you know, it's nice to hear you say this because last Tuesday, I had Cocaine on the show. And he was kind of talking about these same type of things, and I'm telling you, it's like, you know, the same thing, but hearing it from a different perspective too, about the same thing that's going on. It's nice to hear, you know, I mean, like, especially from back then, because it was what y'all had to do and how hard you had to work, like you said, to cut that track, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, but listen to the music, like, I'm sorry, the music sounds better than these MP3s. You know what I mean? Like, I would much rather be on an analog board than cutting it out of my 003. You know what I mean?
A lot of it, my man, is what you put into it. You know, I'll tell you, a lot of it, how it organically sounds and how the warmth is. I mean, it's what you put into it. You know what I mean? It is the labor of the love of the music, dog. You know what I'm saying? I think with all these shortcuts, we forgot that we still have to be prolific writers and composers and producers. We still have to want more out of the tools that we have, even if it makes us more efficient. You know what I mean? We still got to want more. It's still art. You know, that's why there's so much bullshit that sounds the same, because guys don't want to take that organic journey they don't want to push the envelope. They want to use the same drum sounds that every other hit record have, and they don't want to take that chance. With us, we had to be different because, one, from the West Coast perspective, is we didn't have an industry up till about, you know, maybe 88 when the whole move came with the gangster rap movement. You know, then it started becoming an industry. You know what I'm saying? So we couldn't emulate or imitate New York, or back then it was called Biden. We couldn't do that. You know, so we had to dare to be different. And then coming up in a diverse time, you know, we had to look at it like, okay, first of all, rap is an outcast of music, no matter where it came from. New York, L.A., down south, it was outcasted. It wasn't like it is today. I know everybody wakes up and think the world was the same 15 years ago. It wasn't.
No, it's not.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not.
It was not. You know, it was not. You know, Kanye couldn't do what he did. He'd get fucking kicked out of the music industry if he was acting stupid like he'd be acting sometimes.
Hell yeah.
A lot of these rappers do this stupid shit now.
They would have took his CDs
exactly.
And stomped him in the street. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. Like, it wasn't an industry like that.
I was going to tell growing up in the early 90s, and I always knew when I heard my first hip-hop song, like in W.A., and, you know, I was a big, actually, black fan, too, and stuff like that. I knew that was for me. You know what I'm saying? But at that time, for a white person to listen to hip-hop like that, they had actually names for people like that. You know what I mean? And it didn't really go well over a lot of people. But I didn't care. Like, I knew this is what I wanted to do, though. So,
well, that was one reason why rap was so... That's why I was so much of an outcast of music, because other races, other people in different walks of life gravitated to it. It was okay when it was just in the parks in New York. It was okay when it was just in the hoods of Compton. When it came outside of that, that's when it became a problem. You know, that's when it became a problem in the media. That's when it dictated what everybody's doing in society. When it got outside of the urban community, that's when it became that. That was the climate then. It wasn't so much as like 2 Chainz couldn't be 2 Chainz back then. You know, a lot of these people that people think Lil Wayne couldn't be like he is now. You couldn't openly talk about I'm a drug head or openly talk about I'm moving this and I'm doing that. I'm over here doing this and we popping pills and, you know, we twerking on the radio now. You couldn't do anything like that. That was an outcast. You know,
Cocaine's name was what? Who am I?
Because Epic Records didn't want to promote an artist named Cocaine.
Yeah.
Didn't want to market and promote an artist named Cocaine. So we named a group called Who Am I on the first record. When we left Sony and we went to Relativity Direct, then we named them again, and that's when we came out with Funk Up on a Rhyme. So yeah, that was the climate then. And see, I think what people don't really realize in it, with all the social media and everything that's going on, there's a lot of things that a hip hop artist wouldn't have been allowed to do back then. But like you said, the music was way stronger than it is now. I'll say it. It's not, and understand one thing, on your forum, on your radio station, you know, what I'm saying is this. I'm not saying everything is bad. I'm not saying this is whack. I'm saying the music was richer because the artists believed in the control of the artist. We didn't believe in formulating anything about hip hop. Now everything is formulated from a corporate executive perspective, you know. And that's why you hear one record from everybody, you know, the same record. If everybody's in the club, now everybody going to be in the club. Versus back then, we was in the hood, we was in the club, we was on the radio. You know, we was talking about love, we was talking about hate, we was talking about indifference. From politics to just being on the block, you know what I'm saying, and talking about the politics of the hood, you know. Yep. Or fuck that bitch over there, I love my mama, you know what I'm saying. So you're talking about an era that bred N.W.A., Above the Law, Ice-T, Tupac, Notorious B.I.G., KRS-One, I can keep going on, you know, from coast to coast, Too Short, X-Clan, P.E., you know what I mean? You're talking about an era that DJ Quick, you're talking about an era that bred all of these great artists that were known to be prolific. You know, the laboring, the thing that we've done for us, the laboring part of it, makes what the industry is today, not what it sounds like, but what the whole infrastructure of the industry is now. Because without all of those core records building hip-hop wouldn't be making corporate dollars like it is. If you look at what Eazy-E done, you know, the transition from East Coast rap to when West Coast rap dominated, it primarily came from what we all labored and done within a 4 to 5 year period at Ruthless Records. Because it changed the scope of urban music and hip hop, because it translated a trendy dance form of music into a whole nother form of urban music that totally took over because it turned into major dollars. You know, hip hop in the late 80s was not, it was known to go out when breakdancing went out and graffiti went out. But it outlasted all of that. To where now, shit, you got, you know, every other commercial you're looking at on TV, every other brand that they're trying to sell got something to do with hip-hop in it, you know. So.
Yep. That's what's up. So, Man 4, I already know you got a question for Hutch, and then we're going to go into this after Man 4 asks you the question to this Angels and Demons, because I can't wait to play for these people. So, Man 4, you got a question for Hutch?
Yeah. From the time you guys left Ruthless Records and then went to Tommy Boy, I mean, what was the feeling of doing the music? And also, when you guys left Tommy Boy and you started your own label, Westworld, and also was doing stuff for Death Row, how was that? How did that come about?
Well, the thing of it is, like, we didn't leave Ruthless. You know, Eazy-E died. Rest in peace, Eazy-E. When Eazy-E died, we honored a 7-year contract with him, and we just decided to, you know, move on and explore, you know, other things, because the label for a couple of years was in disarray, you know. So we couldn't bear, you know, we do have children and, you know, family to take care of. So we looked at moving on and going to Tommy Boy, you know, which was like kind of a rough transition for us. It was a New York label, you know, and they were more corporate than anything, and we were used to having a CEO that was hands-on with us and kind of let us do what we do, and now we're in these big board meetings just to release a record, you know. So it was very stressful for us in a sense to where we've always done the records and put out the records we wanted to put out, even at Ruthless Records. You know, coming off of a record like Uncle Sam's Curse, which was a gangster political record, you know, it's like N.W.A. and P.E. meets, you know, and they make Above the Law, Uncle Sam's Curse. So coming off that record, it was very stressful for us going into a whole corporate structure, and it was fighting tooth and nail for every little thing at Tommy Boy. You know, that's one of the reasons why we left Tommy Boy and came back and started doing, you know, the independent records when we started Westworld. Now, that was great for us because, you know, we cut Rich Thugs as the record we wanted. Well, we cut Legends to leave, which was a great record to us. We cut it to leave. We was anti-everything. That's why Legends is one of our more critically acclaimed records that didn't sell as much, but it was a great record because it's a record that we wanted to do as Above the Law. When we left, when we actually went to and started doing the independent thing, it was great for us because now we controlled our money. You know, we could put the records we wanted to put out, and then we controlled our money. The thing of it, it was at a time, it was the early 2000s, where the urban music was in a big transition. So we went through that, dropped a couple of records, and went with the Death Row. The unfortunate thing about Death Row, I went to Death Row as an executive. I was vice president over there. Well, I bought Diary of a Drug Dealer over there to do Diary of a Drug Dealer over there, but then the company went nuts. You know what I'm saying? It's at the point where it was a point where Suge was about to get a couple of years from getting released, and I'd done honored all the records over there, you know, as an executive, and I wanted to put out Diary of a Drug Dealer. But when he got home, it was so much red tape and everything to go through with the label and him going back with who owned the label, and him, and it was a lot of legal problems. So, you know, so we went through the whole channels of not really being able to put out a record with Death Row. And that's, you know, the short version of it. I mean, you get the long version in the book next year, 25 Years of Hustling. But
that's kind of
the skinny, you know, of everything, you know, in that phase. But I think, you know, I tend to think that it's hard when you come from a record company like Ruthless and go into all this corporate structure, because for 7 years of our career, we done what we wanted to do, and we were backed by the most brilliant CEO that was in the world. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what's up. That's what's up. So I'm going to go into this Angels and Demons for sure. Tell us a little bit about the track and the people listening, because this is off your new mixtape, correct?
Yes. Well, it'll be featured on Rock Boys Volume 1 mixtape that's coming out next year. I mean, you know, I'm really a realist when it comes, you know, when it comes to things, you know. So when I'm making records, you know, I try to make people think, you know, a little bit, have a conversation, because I'm from the time where you say things to enlighten people, to have them ask questions and actually open their mind. You know, I don't want to be trapped in a club, but I don't want to act like I'm an ignorant guy that haven't ever learned anything from my parents. You know what I mean? So I kind of like try to bridge the message in there, but not, I don't want kids to think, or young cats to think, or even cats, you know, our age think like, oh yeah, I want to go to sleep when I listen to you. So Angels and Demons is a message that we all have inside of us. We all have both sides. We all have the evil side and the good side. Who, what side wins? What day does it win on? And, you know, how do we overpower what side is not beneficial to us and progress? So there it is.
I feel that. So we're going to play this Big Hutch, Angels and Demons on Dotful Radio, and then we're going to hit these phone lines because they're still blowing up. We in overtime but still rocking it out. The 562s, the 818s, the 707s, the 941s, the 760s, we're going to come to y'all. But right now, this is the man of the hour and his music, Big Hutch, Colt 187. You know what I mean? Let's do this. Angels and Demons, Dotful Radio.
I am the blueprint, and what forth is being brought to you is indubitably funk, G-funk, reinvented, reincarnated, in all wings overstated. We are the ball above the law.
Go ahead,
God,
away. At least that's what the law say. I say fuck them, I stay above them, and I hustle till they catch me. Rest in peace to my homie JMG. You know I'm still in the booth, keeping it ATL funky. You know it's for the law for life. I gotta keep pushing, but the people blinded by the light. Or should I say caught up in the hype? It's hard to keep it true in a room full of liars. They brand new with they weird Tennessee. They match dress like showman. It all sounds gay to me. nigga, please, yeah. I'll even help Stella get a groove back. Been the over half a soul sign for the new Jag. Plus the down payment. Man, I give them big dick, get them strong, never save them. Y'all probably need to pray for me. Better get since I don't smoke no more, hit the J for me. I put the same simple line. Get money, get out the way, you never waste time. And always keep God first and keep my strength on faith.
Radio with Big Hutch, Code 187, Pomona. Now, you know what? When I think about Pomona, you know what I always think about? I think about two things. Number one, Above the Law. Number two, the glass house.
Oh,
yeah, that's
the glass house, yo. Wow.
Did y'all do shows there back in the day?
We did a show with Digital at the Glass House before, Digital Underground before, man, years ago, man. Yeah.
Hey, I did a freestyle battle at the Glass House back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
wow.
Crazy.
Much love to P-Town, man, for holding me down, man. You know, holding us down. You know, got to do that.
Absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and hit these callers. I got a 562 in the house.
I'm the original 187.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn, man.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Cole 187? Sneak Rothstein in the building, man. Shut him down radio. Showing love to the big homie, man. West Coast icon. Good to have you at Die for Premises right now, bro.
Well, that's what it is, man. Appreciate it, man. Shit, much
that's
love,
big,
man. You know.
Big fan. I'm still bumping VSOP to this day, man. Yes, indeed, man.
No, in the words of the immortal KMG, everything is fine when you're rolling with your homies in a little bit of VSOP.
Okay.
Definitely. That's my homie Sneak Rothstein. He's part of, again, this whole coalition that we got with this radio. You know what I'm saying? You just interviewed Cocaine on Sunday. Am I right, Sneak?
Yeah, that was a beautiful situation. They had the OG on the lines, you know what I'm saying, the general. And, man, good vibes, good situation. You know, the West is in good hands. It ain't never went nowhere, you know what I'm saying? It's still popping.
Oh no, we gonna keep, you know, we gonna keep it, you know, we gonna keep it popping, man. You know, so to let the world know that the work that we all put in was not in vain, man. We gotta love it, man, because, you know, us coming up in it, you know, a lot of cats try to count us out, man. Although due to success of, you know, we saved hip hop, man. You know, no one ever give us those props. You know, yeah. West Coast artists as a whole saved hip hop. You know, like I said, you know, earlier on the show on Dr. Radio, I'm like, look, you know, in the late 80s, hip-hop was kind of about to be over with breakdancing and graffiti. If it wasn't for the contributions of West Coast artists, it wouldn't be hip-hop what it is today. And I'll say that in anybody's face in the middle of New York. I don't care. You know what I mean? They can take it. They need to take it. You know what I mean?
That's
but,
true.
Hey, please do wear a seatbelt. You know what I mean? Because we're going to speak the truth around here, man. You know,
yeah,
that's what I love, you know. So,
hell yeah, man.
I can dig that, man.
Definitely. Much respect, Big Hutch.
Oh, well, thank you, brother. You know,
sure.
Much love to you, man.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. And again, that's part of this whole coalition that we have. So we're definitely going to make sure, you know, these tracks we had get spread around. Like I said, we're a big part of this shut the fuck up, you know, and cut the check.
Cut the check,
I mean?
Man. Shut the fuck up,
yeah,
and cut the check. It'll be out in January, man. And we
10th,
going
January
hard,
10th,
man.
January 10th, my
know,
dude. January
the
10th, 10th,
man.
I got the track list in. I got all that. Big shout out to
yeah,
Cocaine,
we,
man. Like, big
and
shout out.
And we going hard, man. And we going hard. You know, it's our 25th anniversary. You know, that's the launch of our 25th anniversary. It's the first record that's coming out on our 25th anniversary year of Above the Law. So, you know, then we got
well,
the knowledge
of
the greatest record.
Speaking
yeah.
of that, not to cut you off, but did I hear right? There's an unreleased Above the Law album, right?
Yeah.
Or something
yeah,
of that nature?
Yeah, you mean right now?
Yeah.
It's a European record that it's a record that I did overseas. It's called Above the Law Crime Files. It's available on iTunes on 19th of December, you know, which is a compilation of all of us on it. You know, a lot of artists that I was producing along with KMG and DJ Chaos that we put together that we never put out, and it came out over there, but it'll be available here on the 19th. That's one of the albums, but we have two albums that me, KMG, and DJ Chaos done. Well, first record that's coming out next year will be Knowledge Most Greatest, which is dedicated to KMG. And then you'll have the documentary in the book, 25 Years of Hustling, and the album will come out in late summer. So, and, you know, with Cocaine coming out first, then Knowledge Most Greatest coming out, and then 25 Years of Hustling, the documentary in the book, and the album coming out in August. So it's a full year for us starting right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got
make
a lot
sure
of things. And then, you know,
I
don't want to bust nobody's head, but I bust their head on Die For Radio. You know, me and Cocaine is doing a record right now called Architects of G-Funk, which is set to release in between that. We, you know, we're going to lace y'all up. It's the truth about the whole thing, the way it go down. For real, the whole fold of the G-Funk shit. So it's called Architects of G-Funk. It's the first record we're doing. We're doing a series of records, me and him together, which is called Architects of G-Funk. So y'all put your seatbelts on for that because it's going to be a psychedelic ride, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have our foot, you know, we're going to have our foot so motherfucking far up a motherfucking ass, you know, they can taste our motherfucking boot polish on their motherfucking tongue. You know what I mean? So...
But you know what? That's all good. Hey, look, for December 19th, make sure I get that info because I'll link it to my die4productions.com.
Oh, for
and
sure.
I'll be blasting
sure.
the shit out of it to make sure I get the information. I was actually talking about, don't you guys have an album that somebody else owns, though, right? Is there an Above the Law album that somebody else has right now?
No. The only records, like I said, I just told you all the records that's coming out. The unreleased records that we have coming out is coming out next year, you know. And
oh,
the
okay.
only one that's out is the European joint that you know, we got coming out in December, which is which is a compilation record, you know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, make sure.
Joint
like,
thing
you know, behind that. The scenes, we'll chop it up, and I'll get all the info for you because I'll make sure it's linked
yeah.
to Die For Productions. And, again, it's another Google hit and the whole
right.
nine yards. So tell, I'm going to play another song of yours, but tell these people a little bit about this autobiography, because this is a big deal, especially with like hip-hop, because there's not a lot of people that do it and a pioneer like yourself and what you're doing. I mean, tell these people a little bit about what's happening.
Well, the thing that we're doing with Above the Law is that, you know, primarily we've never been able to tell our own story through all of the things that, you know, some people have labeled us as being troublemakers and this and not being able to be worked with and all kind of things. And, you know, me and, you know, like I was incarcerated for a minute, so was DJ Chaos. And then, the Tommy Depp, you know, unfortunate situation with KMG and, you know, and how we came up in the industry, and it basically breaks down, you know, our relationship with Eazy-E and NWA and, you know, all the members, you know, my relationship with Dr. Dre and, you know, producing and all of that. So it's loosely based upon all those things, you know, and how we worked our way into the industry based upon, you know, we didn't pay our way into the industry, but we paid to make our situation be as solid as we could to get in the industry, you know. So we took our street money and we created Above the Law. So that's what it's basically about. The book is more about our relationships with Ruthless Records and, you know, kind of like my man asked me earlier, the transition from Ruthless Records to Ruthless Records to Tommy Boy to Death Row to, you know, all those things. You know, the whole story unfolded about G-Funk and how it ended up in that situation and, you know, and all the people that we put into the fold. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, sometimes people, you know, because we're not a group. We never were a group that wanted to do anything but get out the streets and make music. I'm a music guy. I come from a musical family. I just want to make music that I wanted to make, you know. I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to follow in my father and my uncle's footsteps, but I wanted to do my music in my era that I came up in. So we made music, we made it for love and how it delivered us into doing something legitimate and making a living for it to take care of our family. So that's all we wanted to do, but it seems that we always get counted out of a lot of things because people don't really know the true history of what Above the Law done in the music industry and how we did influence and impact a certain type of music that changed the course of urban music, you know? So.
Well, I was actually going to say, Sneak, you rocking with us, right?
Yeah, I'm still in the building, big bro.
You actually had something to say about that right before he brought up his uncle. What was he going to say?
Didn't your uncle do the Mac soundtrack, Big Hutch?
Yeah, he did the Mac. He did Foxy Brown. He did The Last Dragon. My father was his writer. You know, they wrote for the Jacksons, the Miracles, and all of that. You know, Commodores. You know, I'm from the legendary Willie Hutch. You know what I'm saying? I'm an offspring of him. You know what I'm saying? I'm spun off of him. My dad was his writer, and he was the artist and the composer and the producer of all this stuff. So, yeah, you know, that's fact.
Yeah, that's huge, man.
I play a few instruments myself. I play bass guitar, piano, and I play trumpet. So, you know, and
You know what's crazy?
What's
crazy about that is me as a producer, and I'm an artist myself, Hutch, and a producer, and this and that. Again, you're in my top, literally, my top two producers I grew up in influence-wise. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And in no particular order, just on like straight influence in the way it's simple. But I grew up playing Prohibition Boogie Woogie and Blues, like on an upright out of tune grand piano, where it had the little lever at the bottom, so you bring the rack top things down on the keys, so it gave it that twang. And then I started to play drums, but I grew up rapping, so I combined those and did it. But a lot of that is part of what you guys have, because you're talking Prohibition, like you was talking about rap earlier, you know, when you guys grew up, it was kind of outcasted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so was Prohibition, you know, these people, you know, alcohol was illegal, so they used to go to the speakeasies, and it was honestly these Southern black artists that were kicking this, like, boogie-woogie type of shit that people could dance to, and, you know, it was under the table, though, because you weren't even supposed to be drinking, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
I have to say, I think hip-hop has a lot to do with a lot of boogie-woogie and blues.
Yeah, because it's like a music for a style of people, and that's what you mean. It came from a time that, you know, I will say use the word taboo or whatever, you know, but everybody else in the hip hop was even, I don't care what race you come from, it was like taboo to be listening to that music. You know, I remember when I took, you know, the Living Like Hustlers demo to Motown and played it for my uncle and my dad, and it was like, what the hell is this shit? You know what I'm saying? So it didn't really matter, you know what I mean? It was kind of like, so you had to go away with that shit and do it in your own little circles and your own little confines, you know. You could, it wasn't like, you know, every day, you know, when the sun come up, you hearing, you know, fuck the police being blasted out. You know, cats kind of played that in their own areas and, you know, in their own little circles, you know. It happened to be millions of circles like that, though, you know, fortunately for us, it, so it translated into money. So, but,
you know, I'm going to go to this 818 because they've been on hold for a while. 818-792, you still there with us rocking out? Oh, looks like they may be.
If not, huh?
I know they. 818, you with us? I guess not. They,
no,
rocking
they fell
out.
Off, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, they fell off. Hey, but we definitely get to go into some more music abuse. I mean, obviously, but I'm going to have to tell you, man, like, just talking to you and just, you know, what you have to say, like, it makes me just want to have a talk show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm here
right.
because of the music and everything, but it's really like, I mean, I really feel that these people need to hear this, especially these younger cats, like we talked to my man Nesto earlier in Buffalo,
right.
New York.
Right.
This dude really right. enjoys hip-hop. Like, he's not sitting there working and doing none of that shit. This dude's got lyrics. You know, he's got a feature on my shit. I got a feature on his. And he hasn't,
right.
you know, and he's, you know, hasn't heard of anybody or this and that. And, you know, he called earlier when Yuck Mouth was on, you know what I mean? But I talked to him about, you know, the people I had on here. But he's going to go do the research. You know what I'm saying? And that's the main part of my show is I want motherfuckers to be like, yo, why is the hip-hop here? You know, and it's from people like you for real.
Right. Yeah. And it's the strength of... I think, you know, because you know, I'm going to tell you guys, you know, before I leave, it's important for people to understand that hip-hop does have a history. You know, it's not, we're not making it up as we go along, you know what I mean? Like, you have, like, a young rapper that say, like, you know, a young producer like yourself coming up, you have a great legacy behind when you say you're from Southern California, you're a music producer because the people that came before you really labored, you know what I mean? It's not like it was like, oh, yeah, that was just for that time. That was for nothing. That changed, that made what the industry is to this day. Now, they don't get on VH1 or MTV and tell you that, but that is why it's all here now. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But you have to listen to the guys who built that. In order to know that, you got to research and say, well, damn, these guys were international artists. These guys weren't local yokels, how they try to make it. You know what I'm saying? They were everywhere. They impacted the whole world with this. So when I stand up and talk to young rappers and say, it's not to knock, I'm saying, be proud to be from the West Coast. Represent the West Coast. You know, my biggest problem when people say New West or this and that, I say it was nothing wrong with the old one. So why don't you just represent the West? The South don't say the New South. The New York don't say the New New York. You know what I mean?
Hell
just
no.
rep that.
That's a
because
great
what
point.
You built
hey, that's
upon,
a great point,
what,
homie.
Yeah,
honestly,
what you built on
point.
Is
I
greatness. You built on.
But...
Yeah, you're from a market that changed the course of urban music. West Coast done that, not the East Coast. The East Coast was the same. I say it not to disrespect because it's great artists. From Nas to Biggie to Wu-Tang, but without what we done on the West, you wouldn't even know who they were because rap would be over with. You understand?
Yep.
And that's what I try to tell cats. Know your history. You know, don't be know what above the law is before you say Lil Wayne is your favorite rapper. Know what that
Absolutely. And I think that's what I'm saying. That's why I love having this here. And that's why I love having people like you and Cocaine and, you know, earlier, like Brother Jay from X-Clan. Are you kidding me? You know what I
exactly.
mean? Like
right.
I mean, and look, now we got people going into it and be like, yo, I need to know who these people are because the music I heard tonight was dope. Like, you know, I need to know what these dudes are doing, and I hope I'm doing that job. But before I let you go, man, I'm definitely I got to go back to my man, Matt Four, because he's a huge fan, and I know he got another question for you. So, Matt Four, what's happening?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's up with Total Chaos, man? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, I talked to him last night. Why?
No, I was like, I haven't seen nothing. I thought that fool was still locked up or something. I was like,
No, he's out. We actually, like I said, we actually been working on, you know, we're working on a documentary right now in the book and finishing up, you know, tightening up the mixing down all the songs for the new Above the Law, well, the two new Above the Law albums. Yeah, he's doing great.
Oh, that's good, because I remember I seen this shit in the newspaper when he got popped in. And that shit was right here in Riverside. I was like, what the fuck? No way.
Yeah, man, when it rains, it pours, don't it?
Always.
Shoot. Yeah, he's great, man. He's great, you know, just taking care of
his family and doing
him, man, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything is good, man. I mean, we're blessed, man, with all of the things and being in the game all these years. You know, we really feel like we're blessed, man. And we don't want to be, you know, we're not loud guys. We're not guys. You know, we're not in it for the props. You know, we love what we're doing, you know. So we just want people to know our story. That's all, you know, because we worked. You know, and one thing I hate, you know, I'm a hustler. I'm a hard worker just like he is. We just really feel like people, you know, they need to know what's right. You know what I'm saying? Stop being caught up on, like, the hype, basically. Know what is, you know. And then once you learn that and learn to appreciate, you have a better appreciation for what you can do in life, you know what I mean? Because we've had it hard from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us who come up in that era have had it hard from the beginning, you know, and that's all we're all trying to say. You know, we don't need all the lights and everybody to say, hey, we were the greatest group for this, but we need people to know what we've done, you know. So, but, yeah, Cass,
yeah,
I'm good, man. I appreciate you asking, man. Cass is great. Yeah.
That's good, because I know a lot of people, even with asking me, didn't even know, so it's better that I get to
right
now about it than catch online.
Yeah, he's good.
That's what's up. Well, we rocking out with, you know what I'm saying, Cole 187 himself, you know what I mean? Hey, look, I'm going to go into this, you know, drop it like a Lolo for sure.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I didn't know you
saw. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it.
They need to hear it.
But
well,
just drop that, you know what I'm saying? Just drop that. They gonna know what that is. Just drop that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Hey, but go ahead and we gonna let you, you know what I'm saying, enjoy your night. I really appreciate you, you know, again, man. You make me wanna have a talk show, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit like CBS with some shit and just have motherfuckers on camera talk about this shit because
I'll be back, you know what I'm saying? I'll be back, you know, to chop it up with you even more. So, you know, that will be a part 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. You know,
let's do it.
Until we get the whole story out, you dig?
I definitely thank
you for having me on, man. You know what I'm saying? It's always an honor to bless people with music, and, you know, God bless y'all, man, and hold your head, man. And, you know, like we say, man, you know, hey, you know, all is good, man. At the end of the day, we just got to focus on family and keep God first, you dig? So
absolutely. But over here, we, you know what I'm saying, we die for. Big shout out to Todd Davis, my man. You know what I'm saying? He definitely held us down. You know what I mean? Big shout out to you. But go ahead, man, and introduce this track. You know what I'm saying? To drop it like a low. You know what I mean? And give a shout out to Todd.
This is drop it like a low.
And give a shout out to Todd for us so I can get it.
Say it again.
I said give a shout out to Todd for because I'll chop that shit up and promote everything we're doing.
Die for a radio. Yeah, okay, check it out, man. This is Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die for a radio, you know what I'm saying? This is a new joint. Shoot for my mixtape, Rock Boys Volume 1. Y'all go get that. It's coming out, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let y'all know. be on the wire, you know what I'm saying, or online or on Google, whatever it is, and follow me at Twitter, OG Big Cuts, Facebook, you know, Instagram, all that. You know, holla at your boy, Rock Boy, the Brother Law, KMG, rest in peace, man. Drop that shit. Drop it like a Lolo, man.
Woo!
Radio in the motherfucking house. You know what I mean? I'm still rocking with my man Sneak. You know what I mean? I still got Mad 4. You know what I mean?
Yo.
And I can pretty much say, you know, great show tonight. I mean, What else can you say?
Yeah, man.
Shit was legendary, man.
Having some icons like that. But you know what? You know, a lot of times, too, it is the people behind the scenes, and I love how, you know, all these, you know, dots get connected and everything. But a big shout-out because my homie was out for a little bit, you know what I mean? Todd Davis definitely wrecks for me. That's my publicist, you know what I mean? And he definitely makes sure shit happens. And he's going to be mad that I said that just because he's so behind the scenes, but fuck him. Because he messes around, too. You know what I mean? And I hope he's listening. But, you know what I mean? Hey, Sneak, I'm going to run some on you. Look, I got about 25 minutes. I think like 20 minutes I could roll, 25 minutes. But I got to tell you, homie.
Y'all didn't expect the Dronians to hook up with DJ Jenny from Germany.
Yeah.
You already know it's the motherfucking takeover. Dronian Nation. Here we go.
Yo, spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Bobbin, weaving through the beat rhythmically, but I'm lyrical. Spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Bobbin, weaving through the beat rhythmically, but I'm lyrical. Rhyme near max critical. HD, no digital, so you can hear me clearly through your gray headphones or stereo. Yo, spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Bobbin, weaving through the beat rhythmically, but I'm lyrical. Rhyme near max critical, HD, no digital, so you can hear me clearly through your Dre headphones or stereo. Fisticuff my headphones like Joe Cooley, you don't hear me though. Video killed the radio, but live murdered the video. Call me Killer Ron with that percussion style. Single take these verses, so I'm in and out like animal style. Now I'm waiting on the post jerk to see what gets birth. A star is born every new day on this mother earth. Tie up by a desire, the flow's too deadly. 98 degrees, no homo, minus the medley. Make it back to normal, this beat guarantees a hit like winter formals. Better yet, a pay-per-view of money versus me or you. Trucks and BMW, shoes and George W. UFC and Rockefeller Records, just to name a few. Hit like the black and the blueprint. Eyes the same color, denying he didn't do it. Hit feels like blows from the Pac-Man. Frankie Lyman rolling with the Stones and the Smack Man. Hit like a gang initiation. Top 40 on the charts are singles from the Haitian. Hit talking Wayne and Alicia. M. Snoop Luda with T-Pain on okay, the feature. Get on the grind and make it happen. Grind and make it happen. Grind and make it, grind and make it, grind and make it, grind and make it happen. The goal is paper stacking. Ball to you, ball, don't slip and keep it cracking. Chuck couldn't get me in the 40-40 club, so I had to grease the bouncer and the door, man, a dub. Sneak a tote so they don't catch me, get my sticky icky on. Rap is just a stepping stone so I can sell some men's cologne. Call me Lonnie Lynn or P. Diddy in a suit. Have you smelling like a baller? Well, minus the loot. Zoot, zoot, me American, African-American. I prefer black like Bill and Sidney doing it again. Bill got killed, but it wasn't Black Mamba. One over Jordan, 24 is the new number. Born with a silver spoon, financially it's wood, so I'm steadily hitting dreams like a stony Tiger Woods. 10-4 coffee like a blue and white coffee. Po-po, 5-0, popping body shots like Rocky. Hit like inhales from the cannabis. Girls fighting in the club, the target is unanimous. Hit like the plays from your MySpace. Cops rearrange your face and leave you on the ground from those hits. Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Ken Griffey Jr. got the juice like mimosas. Hits. Sugar Shane, Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Leonard, Dylan Payne, yeah, when they drop yo, in the... Yo, iPhone spell correction. Flips my words, now I'm winging it like Pegasus and 12-piece birds. Full on focus. Spit like Beat Street, dumbfounded, got you thinking that this is a RZA beat. Recognize it's DP, broaden your perception. Heavy pushers don't even know that it's a recession. Meanwhile, everybody second guessing their profession. Still down for that percussional jam session. Grab the mic at your discretion, test if you can spit. Epic fail, end up ultra mild, lickety split. Shit's about to get major, bypass D-League. Ready for the pro, somebody has gotta see me. Baptized beats when I elevate, skeet, skeet. Posterized tracks on ESPN TV. Blindside your ass like Sandra Bullock and Stevie. Wonder why Rihanna's got a shiner on TV. Hit
like a bullet with a spiral. Tripping up in Compton or pissing off DJ Iroh. Hit, disgrace your moms to your face. Now you're about to catch a case, cause you set him in his place from those hits. Now your home is the county. Look the wrong way and catch a shaft like it's round tree. Hit, Ron Artest and the Piston, MMA, WBA, and the 80 graded. Hit.
Here we go on and on.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. What the fuck was I just listening to? You know what I mean?
Some fire shit.
Appreciate that, bro. That's Killer Ron. That's my younger brother right there. Death Perception on the beat, man. Big shout out to them on that collab, you know what I'm saying, putting that together for that Jodian Nation mixtape Volume 1, hosted by DJ Cheddar. Of course, you know, we got that Volume 2 that's available, Volume 3 on the way too, man. We've got a lot of shit in the works, man. Just can't stop. Got to keep going, bro.
Well, I mean, it's already happening. You know, that's
yeah.
What I'm saying. Like, it's already happening.
Yeah.
Man.
That Dungeon Dragon LP.
Oh, yeah,
yo.
Buddy. Go ahead and give your shout-outs for it because I know you got to bounce, but I'm going to rock out till 11:30, man, because fuck that. I got the overtime, you know, punched in and the whole 9 yards. So give your shout-outs, man, and we're going to get back to some music.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I just want to give a shout-out to all the listeners out there for rocking with me and Dyer. You know, everyone else calls up, you know, Sneak, you know, Nesto. You know, the Raw Man, you know, all the coalition, you know, shout out to y'all. Shout out to the guests, Yuck Mouth, Brother Jay, Co-187. That was a great show, man. And, you know, everybody have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Don't get too fucking drunk and do some stupid shit, you know what I'm saying? And kick back, eat your turkey, watch some football, you know, and get ready to do the weekend thing, you know what I'm saying?
And
right.
Man, give a shout out to Todd Davis.
Oh, you know for sure, Todd Davis. Big shout out to you, brother. And the shit's on its way. It's on its way.
How about that, Todd Davis? It's on its way. Yeah,
it's on its
dude.
Way.
Ah, shit. All right, my dude. Appreciate you, man. We definitely gonna get into some little music right here. You know what, Sneak? I'm gonna show you a little something right here, Todd. You still on the line? I'm gonna show you a little something. You want to hear Dyer Lancey angry? This is the way it happens right here. Doffo Radio. Man.
He is here again. There are many this time. We must go. Hurry. Follow me.
Yeah, it's catastrophic. You know I'm the hot topic. Any conversation about making some profit, me and my brothers prevail. But even if it takes every last one of us, I see you motherfuckers in hell. My mind dwells in a cell in a zone of my own. Concentrate my focus, match my talent, and rest in my dome. Shit is scary how my rhymes are extraordinary. Precise with these words like a mother-effing dictionary. I plug it in like electrical sockets. Take it high to a level, couldn't break if you dropped it. But I'ma drop it on these motherfuckers real fast. I die for my words and my balls is still brass. Riverside. Can't forget where I come from, but now I'm worldwide, living life for the lump sum. Who wants some of wartime? Not them, yo, they sideline. Make room for real G's, never fall when it's crunch time. I disregard, leave a scar when I hit the paint. My team too mean, game sharper than a fucking shank. To the bank, I take him seeds with a heavy laugh. Seeing is believing, so I hit him with a paragraph.
Lurking shadows, prepare for wartime, for battles. Flipping cold with verbal swords and smoking arrows, so official now. Barely clipping lyric missile rounds, switching the style, we claim king. We on the scene with verbal codeine. We crack your spleen, snatch your morphine. Prepare the offering to all the war. See the shoddy, rock your body, cause I sold it off. Cotton ball soft, you ain't hard at all. My flow, granite, son of Jesus. The rap save, they'll react danger with illmatic behavior. My mind state, militant, we run body crime rate. I dilate my mental instrumentally elevating. You pass backwards. Who said you tight punctured like Ashton? Whoop that ass old fashioned with cash when I'm asking, no hesitating. You tight walking on my patients. And due to malpractice, my doctor's status is vacant. So chopping MCs and verbal surgery. Shade to the dolly, you motherfuckers that murdered me. A rap emergency emerging from the land of artistry. Nobody harms me. You tear apart like Anna started me. You coming on to me. You fat, your rappers done started me. It's time to finish. You get the trip and rip your arteries. Who wanna battle me? You got a chance to win the lottery. I speak with honesty. It's like I'm rapping with three hearts in me. Fuck with me. Time for battles, split the core of verbal swords and spoken air was so official now. Feel the clip of lyric missile rounds, switching the style, we claim king and hold the crown. Bring a minute, I'm lyrical, can get physical. Make a lot of noise as a legend with the general. Got him taking numbers as I demonstrate the principle. Strangely subliminal, message to the cynical. Knock you off the map like a convict criminal. With a strange vision, you're quitting the change, fitting them. Fights after dice, you're feeling your face swollen. Nevertheless, I'm keeping it cool and staying focused. And blaming on nobody else cause you've been warned. Building your own coffin, I just start chomping. No time to rest, I make moves like Steve Austin. Give it to you like my shot days, your blood walking. Since a little kid, I had a vision and chased it. Truth be told, I'm level clever, keeping it basic. Ripping up this game like Neo from the Matrix. You wanna be a C, so push me, I'm starting to take it. To the floor, the beast, my impact. You can run your mouth, but once you swing, I lay you to rest. Young blood, I'm done talking, now I'm grabbing a tech. So even when I'm not rapping, I get my damn respect. Dream deep, search the shadows. Prepare for war, time for battle. Split the core with verbal swords and spoken air, so official now. Feel the clip and lyric pencil rounds. Switching the style, we claim king and hold the crown. Dream deep, search the shadows. Prepare for war, time for battle. Split the core with verbal swords and spoken air, so official now. Feel the clip and lyric pencil rounds. Switching the style, we claim king.
Be careful. Be careful.
Man.
Yeah, that's heat.
You know, if you know about that old school Dialansky, homie, that's like a throwback Tuesday, I guess you could say.
That's fire right there. That's fuego, big dog. Fuego!
Oh, man. Hey, but big shout out, you know what I'm saying? I got to give a big shout-out, actually, to Hype Magazine. You know what I mean? They just put their premiere print edition in the stands right now with K. Michelle on the cover. You know what I mean? It's on newsstands, and plus you can go and subscribe to the hypemagazine.com. Big shout-out to Jamila, Just Jay in the house, you know what I mean? Because, shit, they've been around for a while now, in 12 years, I believe, almost 13 years. And they on newsstands for the first time this month, so that's legendary. Go pick up your first copy of Hype because it's going to be the newest Hype, no pun intended. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I believe Jamila is Cocaine's publicist or something right now on this campaign he got for, shut the fuck up and cut the check.
Yeah, January 10th.
Nope. So definitely, but I definitely had a great feeling about this show, man. This show was just crazy. You know, obviously we're not airing on Thursday for Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? I might come in here and throw up a little mix of music, but, you know, if people are chilling back and they phone, they just want to hear some good tunes. To tell you the truth, I might rock out. You know what I mean? And actually, I probably will do that. So motherfuckers don't want to do it. I'll promote it a little bit. But I'm going to be at the house chilling myself. So I'm just going to be playing music that I want to listen to. You know what I mean? What you got planned for the holidays, my dude?
You already know. We got that Cajun deep fried turkey, man. You know, getting marinated. You know what I'm saying? Ready to hit the hot grease. And, all the fixings and stuff. You know, I'm out here in the dirty, dirty south. So, you know, they get down out here. They cook out here. They love to cook. So I look forward to eating real good and chilling with, you know, some folks out here. I wasn't able to make it to Cali this year, you know what I'm saying, because I'm moving back. So, you know, we got to get all that paper together for that big move. So, you know, we chilling out here for the holidays. And, man, we getting it in. We're going to get it in. I'm going to be listening to Die For. You already know.
Yeah, man. And we, you know, and Die For listens to Shut Them Down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just read some shit right now. I was looking on the internet, And I just read that Tiger is looking to change his name to Tiger 187. Did you hear about that?
Nah.
I'm looking right now at it on hiphopdx.com, and Cole 187 had a big, big exception to that, and he had valid points. I was just briefly reading through it, and he was like, that's my brand.
Man.
You know, he was like, what if he called himself Tiger 8 or Tiger Quick or Tiger 8?
Hey, not only that, didn't Tiger take the 187 on a cop remix?
Didn't they take that same sample?
I think it was him and Rick Ross, possibly. Possibly him and Rick Ross, if I can remember correctly. Because they did Dr. Dre and Snoop off the Deep Cover soundtrack. And they took the doom, doom, doom. Like, oh, man, that could have been a whole nother subject. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to look into this because thinking about it, too, that's another 187 right there.
Exactly.
He went at, you know, what? Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to do a little bit of research here. Oh, man.
Hell yeah. Big shout out to Todd Davis. That's the man. That's the man right there. I haven't met you, man, but I'm going to meet you real soon, dog. Big respect to you, homie.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you've seen the movie Blow. You seen the movie Blow?
Fuck yeah, man. George John.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Todd's my Derek for real. You know what I'm saying? He's the one everyone want to beat because he keeps getting me that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, nah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Everybody going to shake them hands soon, man. It's all love. You know what I mean?
Definitely. How did that Lazy Bone show go, man? Did you get the hobnob with Lazy Bone?
Yeah, man. I killed that show. It's on the YouTube. I'll send you the link for sure, my dude. You can check it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to check that out. Did you get to meet him, or you know what I mean? He pulled one of them.
No. He was a good dude. Okay. He had a cool little show. Everything was good, man. You know what I'm saying? But it was crazy. That's my hometown where he threw it in. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a whole entourage with me. You know, I came deep. I came to where they, you know what I'm saying, had to open another parking lot for us motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like,
okay.
And there was, like, one more performance before, like, I performed. There was a performance and then him, but the performance before him were kind of with him. You know what I'm saying? There were dudes throwing they're the promotion team for the show, but, man, telling you, like, even Justified showed up just for my performance and was like, I got, like, fans from people that didn't even know my music. They was there, like, they had listened to me for 10 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, I definitely killed that shit. I'm going to send you the link for sure.
Yeah, send that to me. I definitely want to check that out. You know, peep how it went down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it went ahead, man. We was definitely killing it. But you know what? Just fuck that, because, you know, man, that 187, I mean, there's only one 187 to me. There's the song that Dre and Snoop did, you know what I'm saying, and there's the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, the Cold 187, which we just had in Dafo Radio. So I'm going to go ahead and play this song. You know what, Sneak, give your shout-outs right now, because I'm going to end it with another song, and they're probably going to cut us off. Go, man, rocking with us. This is a great show. What's happening with you?
Man, big shout out to all the Dronians. Big shout out to Shut 'Em Down Radio. Man, big shout out to everybody that's part of the coalition. You know what I'm saying? Holding their weight. You know what I mean? And pushing this brand and pushing this limit real strong. And man, big shout out to you, big bro, for having this platform and putting together all of these magnificent interviews, features, and artists, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, bridging the gap, bringing everybody together, man. I wish we could pass a blunt. Well, I don't smoke blunts. I wish we could pass a joint to you right now, because you on fire, man. You smoking, my dude. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Doc.
You're going to be in Cali very, very soon, so I hear.
Yeah.
So this is a big shout out to Cali. Big shout out to you, Todd Davis. Big shout out to you, my dude. Still rocking with us. I can see you, my dude. You know what I mean? I'm a killer with this, two killers, because we killing it. Dafo Radio. Big shout out to Yuck Mouth.
Big shout out to Brother Jay from the X Clan. Big shout out to Big Hutch. I mean, Pro 187 above the law, i.e., Inland Empire to New York. Stand the motherfuck up. Let's do this.
You.
Been arrested?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, what you think about that long ride downtown in the back of that car? Here, look. You think I'm losing sleep off a weak nigga tripping off me? I load on your body and soul, leave you cold. This is more than an empty threat, a wolf kicking on the record. When I throw these things, you gon' catch it. I'm raw, wicked, and wretched. Above the law, you never stop it, cause your organization is non-profit.
Yeah, you niggas ain't real G's, you refugees.
Tell them, mass produce CDs, and then you can't sell them. Talking bullshit, what? Money had your ass riding in the Bentley convertible. If you cross me, I murder you. Yo, I do some time if I catch that case. Money on my books, and I ain't even left the home tank. I'm phoning bank for the rainy days. Coming niggas in the chains, cocaine, they bang or they running from the law. Coming from the shore, got stopped by the one time. Out of the car, walk down the straight line. I failed the test, handcuffed, feel my knees touch my chest. I am now under arrest, fake name and address. So how I'm supposed to live life with no bitch, no hustle and two swipes and no heat.
Bro, no matter how it go, we gon' throw hella blows. Then act a fool at the stage show. Call me weak, bro. Bro, no matter how it go, we gon' throw hella blows. Then act a fool at the stage show. Call me weak.
I told ya, I was coming back with heat. Ships, hella deep. Yo, niggas wanna steam, niggas wanna block. Ain't bullshit with you, nigga, man, my heat stay cocked. Yo,
what?
The body wants to die, I'm afraid to die. I told him, now I'm a soldier, bitch, why? Yo, motherfuckers waste too much time. Worry about something that they ain't even gonna be able to stop. Yo, I roll hard and heavy like a brick. I never went out over a bitch, a blood of chips. I smoked their ass like a bomb, 20 stack. If you sleeping in them high off their cognac. Yeah, cause real niggas appeal niggas with no regret. Yeah, depending on the size of the debt. Or if he really truly getting played for a stretch, or possibly taking a major setback. So many pitfalls, roadblocks, stoplights, so many niggas itching to die, street strikes. You better pray to God, I don't catch you swerving, cause I'ma dip that ass out like a bird.
No matter how it go, we gon' throw hella blows. Then act a fool at the stage show. Call me weak, bro. No matter how it go, we gon' throw hella blows. Then act a fool at the stage show. Call me weak.